So this is our post-election episode. We did do a quote-unquote emergency podcast immediately, what was it like, I think Tuesday morning. But there was this really loud buzzing noise to it, and I just didn't think it was worth broadcasting at that point. But, you know, it was just us, the three of us, kind of sharing our disappointment in the results. I don't know if time has healed this wound a little bit. I mean, it's not a lot of time has gone by. It's only been a few days. But Alex, you're the one there in Manila. I am getting message after message of people who wanted to get on the show today as callers and talk about the election. And I thought, well, fuck, I mean, maybe we'll do one or two callers that want to kind of ask a question related to the election, but I still want to keep it as GTWM advicey as possible, if that's okay. We'll sprinkle in, of course, some election talk. But anyway, everybody, hello. Thanks for being here. I know it's a kind of a gloomy week, a pretty shitty week for just about every single person that listens to the show. I know we've gotten a couple messages, Alex, on Reddit, on Discord, on Instagram, on Twitter, from listeners, like I would even say hardcore listeners, who are rubbing it in our faces. I don't want to do the "I told you he was going to win." I think we all knew he was the front runner. I don't know if it was a real front runner or all of the misinformation, all of the trolling, all of the vote buying, all of the shit that goes along with every single election we have, especially when it includes people that you know are known criminals. He is a known criminal. His senatorial slate has known criminals. So you know that there is going to be some cheating involved and some bullshit involved.
Yeah.
And that's why these guys are going to be front runners. Anyway, I'm talking too much. Alex, good morning. Thanks for being here. Chopper's here.
Yeah,
hey.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. Hi, yeah. Guys. Ay, dito, ano pa rin eh. First time to naramdaman yung gaytong sentiment na after election may gaytong impact na ano eh, parang may mga nanginayang na baka speaking for myself, no, of course, pag may naarinig dyan. Kasi ito nangyari sa division eh. Ito ang division ang nangyari sa Pilipino. One, yung talagang naniniwala kay BBM, yung naniniwala kay Lenny. So normal yun eh, kasi dalawang kandidato, yung talagang normal eh. You support BBM, you support Lenny. Pero that may reason, di ba? Yung talagang kandidato, may mili ka sa dalawa eh. Parang, bumibili ka ng ano, parang Jollibee McDonald's, di ba? You like Jollibee because of the spaghetti and everything. You like McDonald's. Yan. Maganda yun. Merong mga isa namang layer, bumoto kay BBM, galit daw kay Lenny. Dahil sa ano, meron naman naniniwala sa misinformation, naniniwala sa fake news, kaya pero ang nakikita ko karamihan doon, yung naniwala doon sa misinformation and fake news, kaya authentic na voter sila. You know what I'm saying? May mga bumoto talaga ng BBM na hindi ko na natin alam kasi gusto talaga nila kasi believe sila dun sa pag-ano. Meron yun. Meron talaga authentic. Eh, pasukaw pa ng fake news na naniwala dun kaya bumoto sa kanya.
I'm not sure it's enough though. Do you think 30 million are of the percentage of the 31 million that quote-unquote voted for BBM, how much of those do you think were swayed by TikTok bullshit, troll farms, and all of the other misinformation that was thrown out there? I can't imagine more than
million. Mananalo siya, pero dapat mga 2 million, 4 million lamang. Kaya lang yung padding na just for ano, guarantee. Yung ano, yung may guarantee na magdagdag tayo para siguradong di makakabol at merong tingin ng landslide. May tingin na ang dami na yung bumoto.
Yeah.
Kasi pagka lumabas yan 16, 14 million, hindi yan majority eh. So, ang mga kaya nilagyan nila lang ano yan. Pero ano, napakaganda ng pagkaagawa. Nagpaganda ng pagka-setup nitong election. Walang nakapalag.
6 years silang binlano.
I think everybody's gonna have their take on what we thought happened, how he won. While I understand the powers of social media, I am not gonna give it as much credit, I think, as a lot of people are giving it. I still think the heart is in vote buying.
Correct. Yeah.
That's where it is. It works. It's a perfect formula. I tweeted this out that quite a few of you guys retweeted, and you know, I guess thank you for that, but it really is an opinion. Bad countries do this kind of stuff. if you look around the Philippines, let's be honest, we're a third world country, very much so, through and through. Mm-hmm. And if you look at very corrupt, poor countries, this is what they do. This is not, again, unique to us. It's not a brilliant Filipino idea. The worst countries in the world behave like this. The worst countries in the world, their elections look like ours. So for everybody who's throwing the, well, 30 million, 31 million, the people have spoken, that's not true. I mean, honestly, there's nothing you can message me. There's nothing you can say that makes me think that you guys are really in love with this guy and that you want him to be president. I mean, I don't want to sound like an asshole, but I know politics more than you do. I am smarter by default than you are. And if you are going to say, well, we're 31 mil, just read it. We all know that that's bullshit. I mean, come on. Robin Padilla, number one senator. I mean, come on, right? I mean, if you look at the senatorial slate alone, because everyone's going to make a big deal about the BBM. Everyone's, oh, tingnan mo BBM, putangina, you know, the strongest candidate, the people have spoken. But look at the crew that was voted into the Senate, the vice president herself. All these people are fucking criminals. They are confirmed fucking criminals. And for them to win at that rate, we all know that this is poor people shit. This is poor people. This is poor country shit. This is all the things that go along with having a really, just a really bad political system.
Mm-hmm. Ayun yun, nasa yun.
And that's what it is. So,
bigay tayo ng example. Halimbawa, doon ako muna, yung vote buying given na yan. Kasi yung huling binigyan mo ng pera, naglabas talaga ng pera. Ultimo sa local, ganun na nangyari. In fact, tignan mo yung local election yun, maraming tinalong malalaking pamilya. Kasi natalo nung party ng BBM. Umabot siya hanggang local. Talagang bumaba hanggang sa local, nagbigay ng pera. No? Pero doon, okay ako doon. Nagbibigay ng pera. Matagal na ginagawa yun sa Pilipinas. So, sa ating matitino, ang sinasabi, tanggapin mo yung pera, iboto mo yun sa puso. Hindi nangyayari sa mga iba yun. Pagtanggap nila ng pera, kung sino nagbigay sa ila, iboboto talaga. So, anyway, ang isa sa mga nainis ako doon sa fake news, misinformation, ito ang naging proseso niya. May nagbasa sa isang bahay. Yung sa bahay, may makabasa lang noon na isang tao na malakas ang impluensya sa barangay o malakas ang impluensya sa bahay. Dalin niya yun sa mga kausap niya na, alam niyo ba, ha, na si Marcos pala eh, golden, ano pala yan, ang golden era pala yan ng Pilipinas. So ikaw yun, na kumukuha ng impormasyon doon sa tao na yun, you will absorb that info and it will domino effect na hanggang sa mababali na yung kaya nga sinasabi ko,
it's not as strong as like if no, I'm poor strong. And I need the money now, my life isn't gonna change anyway mentality kung right, sino man ang manalo. But at least in the next 24 hours, may 6,000 pesos ako, 2,000 kung ano man ang palakaran. Ganun din naman eh. Eh di boboto ko na yun.
It's both. It's both, baby. And the reason why it's both is because you want to keep your population stupid, right? That's the point. You want to keep mm-hmm. them uneducated. You want to keep them poor, but you also want to keep them dumb. It goes hand in hand. Mm-hmm. So if I can sway a stupid person into believing that these things are not true, on top of that, I'm going to give them, you know, money that they're never going to see. At any point within the year, are they going to get a free handout of that capacity? Well, then you've got the perfect storm of how to win an election in a bad country. So for all of you 31 million, and for all the ones that have been messaging us, and I'll read some off a little bit later on the show. I just don't want to start off on a rant session here for 20 minutes before we get to these calls. But for every single person that messages me, and again, for the whole, fuck you, I'm smarter than you're stupid. You have to look around, though, because opinions aside, let's remove all the opinions, let's remove all the colors, let's remove all of it. Just, again, open the window of your room, open the window of your car, look out, stick your head out of a jeepney, let's just fucking call it what it is. There has been no improvement whatsoever in the past 6 years, and we are always going to be a poor country when we have these leaders that are running the show. You don't have to look far, you can look down the street, you can look, you can look everywhere. We are riddled with poverty. It is what we are. Okay.
That's, ako yeah, lang, ako
that's just that it is.
Okay. Nagkanggaling nila, setup talaga to. Tinanggal yung mainstream, ano? Tinanggal yung mainstream, credibility. Inalis yung alitiwala ng tao sa news. Pinasinabi ang totoong news ay nasa social media. Isang aspeto yon. Meron kang, pag sinabi natin ngayon na hindi masyadong mga mahihirap, hindi masyadong alam bumoto, meron din silang narrative doon. Yan, elitista yung mga nagsasabi niyan. Lahat kinover nila just to use that sentiment para magalit talaga sa ano. So, kaya pag tayo nakikita natin, oh, ba't ang bait ni ano? Si Lenny ang walang ano, walang elite, ano, walang oligarchs. Ah. Uy, si Lenny yung mahilig yumakap sa mga ano. Ah. Sa rally, ang dami ng rally. Ah. Hindi siya nag-translate. Kasi naharangan talaga ng misin. Di nakarating yon sa dapat paratingin. Nakarating lang yon sa atin na may algorithm, na may open-minded na acceptance sa mga nangyayari, na nakaka-distinguish ng right and wrong. Doon lang muna ako mo eh. Kasi yung vote buying, andiyan dyan yan. Ano yan eh? Ugali ng tao yan eh. Yung ano, yung nadagdagan na to, dapat kung wala to, may laban sana eh. Kasi ang galit ng tao ngayon, kay Lenny, ano eh, galit ng totoong akala mo criminal si Lenny kasi nga binomba talaga ng binomba sa social media. Yun ang ano ako eh, yun ang takantaka ko. Pero isa naman nakakapagtaka. Ang daming nanalo ngayon, 31 million doubled by Duterte. Pero nung si Duterte nanalo, may mga celebration, may mga proud ano dito. Wala kang parang
yeah, that's what we're reading a lot on social media right now, right? Yeah. For such a landslide victory, for such for what you read on social media these past months, year, whatever, now that he's won, where's the celebration on the streets?
Where are the people to celebrate him?
Now they're probably there, but it doesn't translate in the landslide type of way, I think what it is. And then, you know, listen, when we go back, we've ousted, what, two presidents in our time? His father and Erap, right? What's funny is when you're not giving away money and people are pissed off, they take it to the streets, and it looks like a Lenny rally, and something happens. But in an election, those things don't work because money is being given away. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of sad that we've got the ability for political revolution, but there's never really a chance to let it shine in an election because you cannot beat the vote buying. It is so influential, and it works. Because it works in poor countries. Anyway, again, we'll talk about more of the election as we go through.
And good morning, guys.
Yeah, there's so much to talk about. But let's try to resemble a normal show as much as we can. Welcome to the podcast. You are listening to Good Times with Mo, the podcast. You're 11. This is episode number 39. Of course, Chopper and Alex are here.
Hey.
It's an AMA episode. Let's get our first caller ready to go. And again, I am pretty confident you guys are going to be talking about the elections. Even the callers throughout today's episode. So let's get to it. Hello?
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hi, Beanie. You are...
Hello.
You're pretty young. You're 26 years old. You are in Manila. Did you vote?
Yes, I did.
Yeah? And who did you vote for?
Lenny, of course.
Oh, well.
First time kong magboto na during pinapasok ko yung ballot ko, I was really praying. As in, parang sabi ko, shucks, sana. But, well, parang... At back of my mind, alam ko rin naman na it was really hope lang talaga eh. Parang mag-hope ka lang, but result. So parang walang magagawa.
I mean, if you think people worship the Lord and put him in the center, it is money. Money is more powerful than God, if there even is a God. It's definitely one of those things you have to question after this continuous... fucking barrage of shit politicians that we seem to get. I think we're on our own, guys, in this universe and in this world. Okay. Anyway, having said that, thanks for being here on the show. Is this your first time?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Great. Well, this is Alex. This is Chopper.
Hey, Beanie.
Let's have some laughs here, Beanie. What do you want to talk about?
So my story. So parang meron akong co-work before, manager namin siya. So parang he was older, he was 44 years old.
And was then, 44. How old were you at the time when he was 44?
25.
Okay, so last year.
Last year. Okay, yes, last year. Yeah. Very recent. And then, so parang at first, puro work lang, talk about work, ganyan. It was very masungit and very strict. So parang, okay, sige, usap tayo. And then, come mga March of 2021 already. 2021, parang nagkaroon kami ng conversation na nag-open up sa parang set up na magkakaroon kami ng something, yung but sex lang, parang ganun.
How do you go from that? Parang, so let's, sometimes yes. I don't want to jump too fast, right? Mm-hmm. When your boss, mm-hmm. he's your boss, right? I mean, technically, right?
Manager,
your,
yes.
Manager, yeah, mm-hmm. manager, boss, whatever. When your boss is masungit, yes. How many years older than he is? 15, 16, 17?
18.
18 years, 18
years
okay.
older.
He's 18 years older. 18. Masungit, all that stuff.
Yes.
How do
yes.
you go from masungit, 18, you know, father mm-hmm. age fucking employee to, okay, hey, listen, let's just mm-hmm. hook up a sexual relationship here. Like,
okay. Paano nangyayari yun?
Yeah, send me, show me the transition.
Parang, meron lang snippet sa mga conversation na asaran, but very subtle.
Well,
parang yes. Ganun lang siya. This. Parang
Alex, Alex, very, ito yung blanket, di ba? Ito yung, I'm sure he's married.
Yes.
Okay, how many kids does he have?
Two.
All right. So this is that blanket we talked about this recently, right? Where married men, especially people who are bosses because they wield influence, and there's a lot mm-hmm. of ambitious people who would like to use this route to get to where they want to go. They throw out these blanket flirtatious comments. Compliments, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. They see if you bite, and then when they bite, they put your dick in your mouth. So, how?
Pagpanganga ka na.
Yeah. Well, what were some of the compliments that were said to you?
Wala eh. Kasi ano talaga siya eh, parang, actually, wala akong na-receive. Kasi lagi siyang galit sa akin.
Wala akong na-receive. Lagi niya.
Lagi, wala talaga. Parang, are lagi niya akong pinagpagalitan, pinagsasabihan. But it was more on my for my personal growth, honestly. Thinking, parang looking back, it was for my personal growth. He was doing that for my personal growth. Pero walang compliment. During that time, nung magka-work kami, wala talaga.
Okay, parang, so sige, how did you agree to fuck him?
Kasi for me, parang, okay, sige, gawin na lang natin. Wala namang mawawala. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Okay, fine. Okay lang. Sige, gawin. Pero super tagal bago nangyari. That was March. And then it only happened mga September. Yeah. So parang sabi ko, akala ko hindi na nga siya mangyayari. Kasi parang ang tagal naming nag-uusap. Tapos puro usap lang. So may for na, me, okay, sige. Wala namang harm. Usap lang tayo. Pero wala namang mangyayari.
So in-anticipate
yun
mo din?
Akin. Well, sana, but kung wala, edi wala. Kung meron.
Were there any
meron,
promises of promotion or raise or
wala,
any of that stuff?
Wala.
Wow.
Wala siyang ganong power. Wala siyang ganong power sa office namin.
Okay.
Parang hindi ganon. Mm-mm.
So, what's attractive about him? So if you're not going to gain anything from your career, what's the point? Where's your father? Is your father away? Is he?
Yes. Yeah, so, isa ako sa mga magpapatunay sa theory mo
yeah,
na fucked up yung family ko.
Yeah, yeah.
So, well, fucked up. So, feeling ko, kaya din ako medyo nahihirapan ngayon, is parang dun ako nag-iisip na yung suppressed emotions ko from my childhood is kaya ko inaalaw yung nangyayari sa akin
well,
ngayon.
What happened as a kid that mm-hmm. fucked you up, that, you know, father-related?
Well, kasi yung, kami yung second family ng dad ko. So, yeah. At first, growing up, he was not really present. Kasi kailangan din niya attendan yung first family niya, ganyan.
Yeah.
So parang, and we're not so close. Only child lang kasi ako eh. And yung love na parang binibigay sa akin of my parents is tough love siya eh. Hindi siya yung...
Just like your,
ano,
just like your boss, no?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. So parang ganun siya. And then, tapos ngayon, currently, yung para lang ma-visualize niyo rin kung gano'n talaga siya ka-fucked up. Na, parents ko hindi married, so but we live sa isang house. And then yung mom ko, mayroon siyang husband. And then, pero si man, so wala siya dito. But yung mom and dad ko natutulog sa same room. And then, minsan...
Does your mom's husband mm-hmm. know about your dad?
Yes. Kasi, nung parang birthday niya lang recently, andito siya. Dito siya sa house namin. Pag nandito yung husband, aalis si daddy, dito matutulog yun. Husband ng mom ko. And then, nung birthday ng mom ko, nag-dinner kami, apat. So, parang ako, wow, nangyayari siya. So ganoon siya kagulo.
Yeah. Alam mo, alam mo yung concept niya pag pinopost ko yan sa teleserye. Sasabihin ng mga management. hindi siya nangyayari. Alam mo, yan ano. Yes. Hindi siya mangyayari. Sinong papayag na ang husband mo pag uwi eh? Tamo? This is ano.
Tapos magbindi na siya.
It's real.
Pag nasa harapan ako ng mga management, merong ano, merong isang babae, may asawa siya, nasa seaman, pero meron yung dati niyang asawa, katabi niya sa kwarto. Pag umuuwi, lalabas sa yung lalaki sa kwarto, siya yung asawa niya.
Sa guest room na yung...
What, anong klaseng kwento yan? Saan mo nakukuha yung mga katarantaduan na yan? O, kita mo na.
Callers.
Ma'am, hello to Ma'am Charo Santos. Ito po yung mga proposal ko dati. Okay, go.
Sulat mo na sa kay Tita Char. Tita Char.
So, kasi so sabilis, mabilis. Sorry. Kasi mabilis lang ha. Mm-hmm. Yung mami ko ganyan eh. Di ba yung daddy ko nasa pang, may pang number 4?
Yeah.
Tapos, oh God, daddy ko kasi PNR eh, yung train. So, kada kung may piloto na kada airport, may babae. Etong ano ko, daddy ko, nung nabubuhay pa, siya yung local person kasi PNR siya. About station, may babae. So, pang-apat kami original. Pero, alam ng nanay ko, kilala lahat ng nanay ko yung mga babae, na pag nagpunta siya dun sa bahay ng tatay ko na kasama yung babae, lalabas. At yung nanay ko matutulog. Same situation. Kaya, I was able to give that scenario sa mga proposal kong mga concept. O ngayon, dito, narinig na natin, meron palang lalaki, babaeng version.
Ganun talaga?
No,
I don't think this is I don't think this is as wild. I mean, come on, we've been doing this show for years. We've heard quite a few creative and colorful setups. Okay, you were saying March, September, so you were fucking this guy last year.
Yes, okay. Pero once lang, as in once.
Oh, also, it was a one-time thing.
Sorry, once lang.
Bakit once lang?
Kasi nga parang wala kaming good timing and all. Para kasi nangyari lang yun, we naglumabas kami for work, and then after work dapat pahatid na niya ako pa uwi, but sabi niya, oh, sige, wala naman daw yung wife niya outside, so pwede namin gawin. So we went straight to a hotel, and then that's it.
That's how they say it?
And then medyo, no naman, parang sabi niya, oh, you want, parang gusto mo ba, ready ka ba, ganyan. So parang ako, okay, sige, wala naman problema.
Ready ka ba? So, alam mo na no?
Do you have a boyfriend?
Wala
okay,
naman, wala.
Yeah. Okay, so this was all last year. It is now 2022. Yes. We're just about in the middle of the year. Why are you calling now about something that happened only one time last year?
Kasi, so yun nga, September siya. And then this, kasi yung conversation namin nag-continue eh. Kahit di na kami magka-work, nag-continue siya. So, nung mga March, nag-message siya ulit na parang, game ka ba? Free siya. So parang ako, wow, biglaan, parang, oh, pwede ka pala bigla, ganyan-ganyan. So parang ako, okay, sige. So March yon, and then April, nag-iba siya. Parang nag-iba siya ng mga April na parang naging super wild. Na parang nag-feed siya ng mga thoughts ng, grabe, iba siya sa from nakilala ko before. Parang ito na yung wild version niya.
Like?
Na,
like para mabasok mo sa mundo mo?
Parang nagsasuggest na siya ng mga wild stuff na to the point, sabi ko, ano bang wild gusto mong gawin? Gusto daw niya mag-threesome. So parang ako, ha? Okay. Meron ka bang kakilalang pangatlo? Kasi ako, wala akong kakilala. So parang sabi niya, oh, mahirap nga yun. Tapos parang, oh, basta mga ganong scenario namin na, okay.
Baka mamaya, sobrang weird siya. And then sabi mo by mistake.
Oh no. Tapos parang sabi niya, kailangan, tapos in-open up niya yung idea na kailangan ko magpa-inject para maging safe kami. Diba? Parang, so ako nung at first, hindi ako okay sa idea na yun kasi medyo scary siya for me yung mga side effects and all. Pero nung...
Inject what?
Injectables instead of pills.
Injectables.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Papa-inject na contraceptive. So, sabi ko hindi. Pero sige, try na lang natin kung magiging continuous naman siya para safe talaga. So, nung April yan, mga end of April yung last namin. So, 2 weeks ago lang yun. And supposedly, magpapa-injection ako. Okay, pero so, bigla siyang hindi nagparamdam.
So, recap lang. Last year, you just slept with him once.
In September.
It's September. But recently, has been
March. Well, I thought this was March of last year to September. You fucked him in September. So, it was September is when you started this whole little thing. And then it's extending into this year and March being the most recent. Okay, now I got the timing.
April, 2 weeks ago.
Right.
September 2021 to March 2022, like usap lang, wala talaga, hindi kami nakikita, ganun.
Okay, so what's the question?
Mm-mm. So it's more on advice. Kasi recently, parang ayoko na eh. Kasi iba na siya towards me. Na he's telling me stuff na parang gusto na niya, feeling ko gusto na niyang i-stop pero hindi niya kayang sabihin sa akin. But ayokong ibigay sa kanya yung pride na yun na ako yung magsasabing i-stop na namin whatever we are doing.
You're not doing kasi anything. You did it once.
No.
No.
No?
No, September last year, once lang. And then they weren't talking. Yeah. And then
okay, how many times have you fucked this guy in total?
Around, kasi March, what? Around 5 to 6 times.
March
from
is
now.
So like once a month? Once a month, you guys will find yourselves banging
somewhere. Every other week, yes.
Oh,
once a week, every other week.
Oh, okay.
March of
okay.
this year. March right, and April.
March of
okay,
this
okay,
year.
Okay, so one. Okay, so it is a regular fuck buddy now.
I would say, I don't know.
Yeah.
Hindi ko
yeah.
alam kung ano set up na rin.
Okay.
All right. So parang it's more of advice kasi parang yung pinaka nag-trigger na sa akin na sinabi na niya is parang, to be honest, hindi ka pwede mabuntis kasi you're on your own if ever mangyari yun.
Yeah.
Kasi he can't risk his family and stuff like that. Parang ko, alam ko naman yun. From the beginning, hindi naman ako stupid enough to do it with you unprotected and hindi ko maisip yung mga ganyang kind of stuff. So I know that. Hindi nga kita na-consider eh. Kung mabubuntis ako, hindi ko na-consider ikaw eh. So yun lang ako. Parang ganun ako ka-prepared for it. So na-offend ako sa kanya na parang... Bakit, after all this time, iniisipin mo na, I will ruin your family. Na never ko intention yun sa'yo. I was just having fun.
Yeah, but, so but ngayon, okay, no. Let's address this. And Alex, I mean, this is an easy answer.
Yes.
The guy doesn't trust you that you're not going to ruin
yes.
his marriage. That's why he keeps reminding you. I don't even think you should even use the word offended. Because what both of you guys are doing is
wrong.
Is wrong, right? So don't get offended. True. Like, if one criminal went to another criminal and said, "Hey, pare, sumbong sa pulisa," it's like na offend ako. It's like, what's gonna offend?
I know.
Putang ina, criminal tayo, right? It's like, why are you offended?
Alam ko no, hindi ako tanga, no.
It's like, wait, magsumbong, ha?
Oh, alam ko, nakaka-offend ka, hindi ako tanga, no? Come on, pasukin na natin itong bahay na to at katayin natin yung pamilya sa loob. I know.
So let's not use the word offend.
Unless mag-prayers muna kayo bago magsimula.
It's a weird word. Anyway, God, what was my point? The reason why I think even women, right? People who cheat, it's, okay, we're going to do this. But we really have to be sure nobody says anything. And then every now and then, they're going to check your pulse. Don't say anything. Huh?
It's just
a reminder because, and then there's the threat. If anything happens, you're on your own, bitch. Well, that's true, but that's also a threat. You really need to keep your mouth shut. You really need not to tell anyone. You really need not to call a podcast and talk about what the fuck we're doing. This is the reason.
Yeah.
The fact that you're here is the reason why he keeps on telling you to shut the fuck up. So,
saka ano, di ba no? Alam mo, kulang na papirmahin ka ng kontrata pag may ano, mga ganyang ano. Yes, pero pipiyasahin mo muna na ano, yung nagiging wild siya. Alam mo, you're there. Kasi yan yung mga, kaya nga may nag-cheat ang mga lalaki or sabihin natin babae rin because of sexual fantasies. Kaya yun talaga ang next stage. Yung mga hindi niya magagawa sa ano, wife niya, sa'yo papagawa. Like threesome and whatever.
He's 48, you're 26. He's 50.
Partner kay sa, whatever. Di ba partner kay sa crime. So ibig sabihin, pala magreklamo ka sa police pag alibaba may ginawa kayong something ano, di ba? Kasi nga naka-secret ano kayo. So hilingin niya lahat yan. Yan ang next step. Tapos syempre lahat gagawin kasi, niya para yung buntis kasi is another part of being exposed.
Yeah.
Di ba? Kaya kasi sabihin, kasi pag nabuntis Ucha, ang babae kasi pag nabuntis, ang unang, di ba, karamihan sa mga pelikula, sabihin, panagutan mo to. Diyan ang simulaan yan eh. Tapos may ano, obligation. Pero, yung tanong mo kasi, napakadali lang naman sagot dyan. Stop.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, hold on.
I-block ko lang siya.
No, listen. Beanie, are you guys still working together?
No, naman.
Oo, yung pala.
Alex, This is the easiest fucking problem we've had in a long time.
I know.
Oh,
yes.
You have the peck-peck. You call the shots. If you want to stop, guess what? The peck-peck just stays closed. That's all. It all stops.
No interaction. No texting.
Oh, yeah. Let the peck-peck fly away.
Yeah. Ganun lang kadali yun.
That's all.
Nasa sayo yun.
Oh.
It's so simple. Now, the problem that's complicating things here, my dear, is you come from a really bad background. So this is not this is not black and white. Okay, this is not an easy decision when you come from chaos, because chaos is
normal,
familiar.
Yeah.
Chaos is stable. For as crazy as that sounds, crazy is keeps you feeling calm. So this whole thing of my pride is getting in the way. I want to be the one who calls the shots. All of that is bullshit. That really does not exist. That is you holding on to the chaos that makes you remember what life is like growing up. It's chaos on top of chaos. It's already a crazy ass fucking scenario, and then now that it's about to end, you're stacking more problems and conflict on top of the original conflict, because that's what your personality does. Is this your first affair with a married man? Beanie?
Mm-hmm.
Beanie, mm-hmm. Is this your first affair with a married man?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Maganda, masarap ba yung sex?
Yes.
Oh, yun tayo. Mm-hmm.
Yun nga eh. It was fun eh. Bakit may ganitong problems? So yun yung parang...
First time mo ba? Kanya mo ba nakuha yung first time mo?
All the way, oo. Sa kanya din.
Patay
tayo. Yung all the way.
Patay tayo dyan.
Yeah. Okay.
First six.
Yeah. I mean, it's gonna be harder than the way we present it to you. While this is an easy problem and an easy solution, it doesn't mean it's an easy execution. So, it'll be challenging. I suggest. How do we help her long term though? Because this guy, the next guy is gonna come around. You're so young. You're in your 20s. Guys look at you and they hone in on you and they know that you're
alam mo, quote unquote damaged. They can smell that. Yung kumbaga sa women, si pamayor tayong women's intuition. Sa guys naman, ang lakas ng senses nila pagdating sa like, ooh, damaged, vulnerable. I can pounce on this one. I think like, yung sinasabi mo, like, because yung parang yung normal mo is how you were brought up, yung family mo. Like, try to, ewan ko, right? Parang kailangan mong ma-convince yung sarili mo na hindi yun yung normal, hindi yun yung tama, right? Kahit ganito yung setup ng pamilya namin, hindi ganito yung tama. So, I don't know if it means like hanging out with more of your friends na medyo mas normal yung setup or whatever. I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, you have to change your surroundings and the people that you trust as well, like in terms of, syempre, you can't break up with your family. That's different, but right? But your friends, yung mga... Kasi nakaka-impluensya din yan eh. At saka kung wala kang friends, ang parati mo kausap yung manager mo na yan, lalo ka talagang
But that comes from you, a social person, babe. You are incredibly social. Your friends mean the world to you. So some people, it's not that. Like, the friends...
Well, that's why she needs to be intentional about it if she's not.
Well, we need to ask her, are you the social type? Because again, your advice is good if you are a person who relies on friendship. You're a person who relies on leaning on other people. When I hear... Oh, if I had the same problem, and it's like, hey, Mo, you need to hang out with certain friends. I'm like, fucking, I hate people. Like, I hate friends. I am like that. You're like that. If this girl is not mabarkada and malakwarcha and all of those things that you are,
well,
then
okay,
it doesn't
so
work
hold on,
her.
Let me rephrase that. Doesn't have to be friends. I'm just using that right. I'm more on like exposing yourself on what is different from what you have, which is like. You know, the more normal that we know, the right path, right? Like, ano ba ang, whether it's through, you know, your work, right? So, sa work, ibig sabihin, you're not interacting with married men at work. You should interact with single coworkers at work, right? You know, when you're out socializing, right? Are you hanging out with friends that are the type na, you know, like, susulsulin ka kahit sa mali, or the types of friends that would call you out na, you know, Bini, mali yan, you shouldn't do that, right? And then, when it comes to your mental health, diba? Like, you know, maybe you need to talk to someone, right? You're yes. so damaged with your setup. So there are different aspects mm-hmm. of your life that I think you can make small changes para yung mindset mo, yung perspective mo will help with that. And I think it starts with talking to someone most especially, and then finding the people mm-hmm. in your life that can help influence you to make better decisions.
Mm-hmm. If you rely on people. Now, if you're not the type and you're a loner type and you are kind of, do your other coworkers and your friends know what you're doing?
Friends only.
Okay, your friends. Okay, and they seem to not have a problem with it. Maybe because you guys are all really
pinagalitan nila ako.
All right, and you're not listening for what reason? Whatever, no? It's like, it's not who you are.
Hindi ko magawa.
See, that's the perfect answer. You cannot stop. You cannot mm-hmm. stop because this is the chaos that is comfortable. Mm-hmm. So honestly, this takes way more than chatting with a few people. This takes way more than looking at yourself.
Well,
and
that's
go,
why
oh,
it's
nga,
so
no.
important to really lean on those friends, in terms of like, I'm sure Bini, dahil sa kakasaway nila sa'yo, you probably spent less time with them or talk less with them, because you don't want to hear na may sumasaway sa'yo. So all the more na okay, sinasaway nila ako. I'm gonna like, kahit na mahirap, masakit, I really should really expose myself more to them. And you know, like, basically,
but that doesn't fix the core issue, babe. The issue is you come from a shitty background, and you need to fix that part of your life. And nobody's going to help you except you. Go see a goddamn therapist if you really want to work this yes. out. Go assess what the fuck is wrong with the setup that you had growing up. It then carries over into other aspects of your life. You'll be a better employee. You'll be a better friend. You'll be a better person to yourself. Mm-hmm. You'll be allergic to men like your boss. And there's so many of them.
Kasi Bini, like yung sa, for example, you called the show. You know that your background was fucked up, right? So when you go to therapy, yes. hindi naman like finding out, kasi parang yung common misconception minsan, it's like hindi, sometimes you go to therapy because you don't know what's wrong with you or whatever, right? It's understanding through your therapist yung okay, so ganito yung background ko, ito yung life ko, but how does it manifest sa mga decisions ko na hindi ko napapansin na yun na yung nagiging decision ko or actions ko, yun dun siya makakatulong talaga.
Mm-hmm.
It'll take a long time. Again,
consistency is key. Yun one time, big time lang na pumunta ka ng three times tapos na. You have to.
Gigising ka na may itch. Gigising ka na malakas ang ano mo, control mo, kinabukasan. Hanap-hanapin mo. Ano yan? Daily muna yan hanggang sa mawala yan sa system mo.
Are you the type of girl that a lot of guys hang out, like, you know, try dating? I mean, whether you're on Tinder, a lot of guys swipe on you. Whether you're at work, a lot of guys hit on you. Are you that type?
No.
Yeah, so it's hard because it's exciting when you get attention, and then when you mm-hmm. comes from a married man, and it's even more exciting and all of this shit. So okay, Bini, you're young. You're mm-hmm. going to make mistakes. You had a fucked up childhood. It's going to lead to more mistakes. At some point, you're going to want to turn the corner and find stability in your life. Stability that you've never had. And I think staying away from guys that excite you is really a nice medyo surface radar. The radar of, hey, I'm really excited about this guy. That usually means that's the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Until you get your whole life unwired and your brain unwired from all the bullshit that you've seen growing up. That's the only time that I think you can pick the right person for you. It's so preachy and boring. I'm sorry, but it's just a mix of shit upbringing, a little bit of youth on your end, and not a lot of experience dealing with boys. You put all that together and you're going to be a victim of shit like this all the time until you decide to put a stop to it.
Singit ko lang, no? Alam mo, pwede mong i-stop yan. Nasa, di ba sayo mo? Gusto mo sa control mo. Mag-isip-isip ka dito, ha? Mag-i-stop ang ganyang relationship sa dalawang bagay. Ikaw nag-desisyon at masisave mo pa yung sarili mo and the family. Or matitigil yan because nahuli na kayo. And that will be much more.
Ano? First time.
Karamihan, ang taas ng percentage na natigil ng ganyang relasyon dahil nahuli, na-demanda. Imagine mo, may batas yan, ha? So, isipin mo yan. Kailangan mag-isip ka. Lagyan mo ng clear na mga consequences. Like, pag nahuli kayo, gulo, skandalo. Pag nahuli kayo, pwedeng mag-demanda. Pag nahuli kayo, pahiyaan. So, isipin mo yun. Matutulungan ka.
But Alex, let me ask you, that's a really good point that you're all this stuff you're bringing up now. What if she exposes it to the wife? And let all that chaos take over. And then she'll realize, fuck, man. Because it could backfire where it's like, wow, exciting to. Ah. Or it could be, this is my first time to get involved in a married man. This is how ugly pala it looks. Okay, I don't want to do that again.
But what about her work? Oh. Like,
iba na siyang work. Diba, ano ba? Iba na siyang
ibang company na?
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe exposing it just to see what the experience is like and learning from it. That it's really crazy. Oh, he's gonna be mad. And I love that you're in position to fuck him up like that. But yeah, no. It's
he'll stop.
No, he'll stop. He'll for sure stop. But maybe that experience will be valuable for you.
Alam mo yung lalaki kasi. Ang lalaki kasi kahit na babae yan. Alam mo ikaw yung babae ko, yung kausap ko, yung tumatawag ngayon. Oo, alam mo, babae kita, pero naglalaro ang lalaki na mahal kita. Ano kanya eh, parang ilinalaro kanya na, uy, hindi ko mahal yung asawa ko, mahal kita, ikaw special sa akin. Pero huwag maingay ah. Pero subukan mong tagukutin niya na susumbog ka sa asawa mo, lalapas yung tunay kung saan siya talaga siya papanig. Diba? Alam mo, uy, wag mo, tanga na, ayoko na. Mahal ko. Gaganon yan,
yeah.
Ang panic ng lalaki, marirealize mo kung saan talaga siya. At doon ka masasaktan kasi in your world, akala mo ikaw ang pipiliin. Yeah. Ikaw ang ano, ang pabor. Pero once na nagpanik ang lalaki, bumabalik nandun sa ano eh, sa default na maayos na buhay. Pagka kaya nga ayaw niya nabuntis eh, kasi pag nabuntis yan, putang, nagigising ang lalaki. Nang napatay ako, yung asawa ko, mahal na mahal ko. Kaya ngayon, sige, subukan mo. Tama yan. Abrupt ending. Di ba? Ang tinatawag na ano? Pak!
Yeah. You've got choices to make here. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. Yeah, thanks for the call.
Yes.
I mean, thank
you.
It's good that you're even talking about it.
Mabahay pala ng threesome.
Shit.
Ay, natatawag sa akin ito. Mahal naman, nag-backfire eh.
Gusto mag-threesome ni Mrs.
Thanks for the call, Beanie.
Thank you.
Good luck, my dear.
Good luck, Beanie.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Diba, ang galing ng lalaki, no? Tama si Chopper, ang galing ng mga lalaki mag-identify ng ano, no? Bili mo, na-identify ng lalaki na yun na, eto, bibigay ito na pagtanalang mawala ng sex.
It's a mix, though. It's a mix, guys. Remember, a couple of weeks ago we talked about this, where we're gonna throw all these compliments out. That's guys, compliments, and then from that's the first layer, right? And then the ones that take that one step forward to us.
Semi-final.
Top 20. Yeah, and then. You look at them and sino ba may gulo dito sa buhay? That's when your mind is start working as a guy now. And then boom. Okay, sino ba dito yung walang kwentang tatay?
Kaya nakikipagkwentuhan yung mga guys, di ba? Like yung mga, what's your life? Ganyan-ganyan. Kasi minsan naman, hindi naman father issue, mga relationship issues. Like, nag-break kami ng boyfriend ko. Talaga?
Ito, kumakain kami sa breakfast. Kumakain ako lang dyan. Sir D, tamay ang awa ba? Papatol ka? Talaga ba? Diba ganyan, kumakain ng cereal.
Pantry, diba?
Parang ano lang, wala, bali, wala. Shirley, pag kami asawa, mapapatulog ka. Pag sinabi ni Shirley, oo. Okay.
Nasa listahan ko na yan.
Mababa yung pagkain. Mababa yung pagkain.
Gagawin ka mamaya ang gabi. Gusto mong uminom.
But you know, it doesn't even have to be like, that's a joke. Sometimes it's just the lightest. You know, my move before when I was single was understanding that girls like certain things. They like shoes. They like bags. They like all of these things. So what do? You compliment the things that they like. And then you're, ganda ng makeup mo ah. And you know, on their Instagram, palagi sila nagpaputang ng, say tutorial. Like, if I were gonna hit on Chopper, right? And I follow her on Instagram, I'm now talking about working out. I'm gonna talk about Peloton. I'm gonna talk about makeup. I'm going to talk about bags. Like, I will assess the fucking social media feed and I'll go, okay, mahilig to think again. Okay, ito na yung bullshit ko. Go to work. Wait, ganda na makeup mo. It's nice. What is that? Is that the new Bobby Brown bullshit, blah blah blah? That's how you get it. That's how I've gotten it over and over and over and over again.
Oh, hindi mo naman alam mo si Bobby Brown. This Bobby Brown makeup, yeah? Oh, yung ano sa...
I'm looking at her stories when she's like, this is the new Bobby Brown. I'm like, ah, okay. And then when I see her, is that the new Bobby Brown?
Yeah.
Wow, ang galing mo!
Kaya women, huwag kayong masyadong... Oh my God. See, that's the reason why. Like, huwag kayo masyadong ma-impress.
But babe, you are the compliment. That's your love language. The compliments. How do you do it? How does a person who loves compliments not get impressed by compliments?
Look, you can thank and appreciate compliments. Don't be impressed by it. Okay, yeah, whatever. You know, like.
You.
No, the moment you engage. Okay, the moment you engage. Okay, so let's say I do
You
this.
Don't engage. Let them compliment you.
That's where you're. That's where you don't know the fucking game. We've gone through this in your own career, right? Where I've said, that guy's trying to fuck you. Why? That line doesn't mean anything. Yes, it does. Watch, you will see. And then, of course, like Nostradamus, we saw. You are not understanding, many of you females are having a hard time identifying that this is bullshit.
Yeah, but it's not breaking through. You know, like my stronger women wear these, like, okay, whatever. Like, it's not going to break through. You know, like, they think they're breaking through, but they're not. And then there are really men that break through, you know?
I don't understand any of that, what you just said.
Ito, Chopper, mag-exi lang ha. Yung compliment work both ways. Kahit yung babae hindi masyado may tsura. Pag ano ba sinabi, Lex, ang guwapo mo. In a way, alam mo, ka-opisina ko yun, araw-araw, parang nagpapagwapo ako ngayon. Tapos pag hindi ka pinansin ng babae na nag-compliment, parang, tangan, hindi ko napansin niya, ano, ba't kaya? Ako, hinahanap-hanap mo rin eh. So, it worked both ways eh.
No, kaya... no, Alex, this is the explanation. This is the fucking explanation. What the hell to? Sobrang dali lang to. If I'm a girl, and I don't know if girls think like this, but this is my observation and my experience, that if I compliment a girl, and I said, uy, ang ganda mo. Real simple, ang ganda mo. They're not thinking immediately, oh, I'm going to fuck this guy. Okay, they're not going to do that. They're going to be like, ooh, creepy or ooh, pogi. And then they'll kind of, you still have to talk and you have to do this and you have to do that. Alex, as a guy, if a girl walks up to you and says, Alex, ang pogi mo, what that did was start the clock. That clock is, when am I going to fuck this girl? That's what
correct,
it is.
Yeah.
That's
it's so immediate. Different.
You just hit the stopwatch. Oi, Alex, ang pogi mo. Aba putang ina.
Sabi mo, pogi yan sa akin.
Gusto mo mag-coffee?
That's the difference.
Yeah, but yeah,
flip it
right,
around.
Like, women, like, we don't think like that, right? Like, so pag kinompliment mo, doesn't mean like sa totoo kay, parang creepy naman out of nowhere, biglang, uy, ang ganda
mo. No. It's only creepy if the guy's pangit or poor. Okay? It's, if he's your boss, if he's good looking, if he's got money, it's, uy, anong Instagram mo? Anong IG mo? Sige, follow kita. That's what that is. It's only ill creepy kung pangit si gago.
Hindi kasi parang nangyayari. Okay, I guess nangyayari talaga sa work yun, right? At least sa work ko, hindi siya nangyayari na tipong like, oh, by the way, you look so pretty today. Or like, I like your shoes today. Walang ganun eh. Like, kasi parang that's like...
I've seen that happen to you. So, it...
No, I mean like, I don't know. Like, anyway.
So it is all a move. Again, let us replay what I said and what Alex talked about, and Chopper was right there. If the conversation is unnecessary, he wants to fuck you, period.
Mm.
Okay? That's it. If at any point he's able to turn the conversation to anything that has anything to do with an affair, FUBU, or anything, as Alex was doing with his food, Shirley... he's gonna drop that fucking plate and start the clock.
You're like, Shirley, napanood mo ba yung The Life of the Married? Yung K-drama? Yung kay Jodie Santa Maria? Ang bayo, ang ganyan-ganyan.
Pero pag sumagot ng ano yun, nakita mo na agad yung point. Napanood mo, ano, yung mga paper. Ay, yuck, ayoko ng ganyan. Hindi ganyan ang pagkatao ko.
Grabe, ang sumata na
ganun. Oh my God, me too. Me too. Fuck that.
Ang sumata na ganun kabit. Diba?
So, dude, even if the conversation isn't about us, halimbawa, let's say we're talking to Shirley and she's like, ano mo dati, nag-threesome ako? Kahit hindi kami kasali sa usapan.
Naririnig mo lang?
Wait, I could hear it from away. I could be at my desk.
Nasa second floor yung conversation.
I'm on the fifth floor of the mall and I heard it on the fourth floor. Ako po, tayo na nag-threesome ako last week.
Ang lalaki pa naman, medyo mababa ang ano, yung standard. Pag nakita niyang, pwede to.
Sige naman.
Ang babae kasi kailangan po, kisalo. Ang lalaki, pag nakita, may malaking boobs, okay to. Okay, ito sige, threesome. Para ano yan, GTA yan, yung lalaki sumusunod na gano'n, mga bangga-bangga sa pader. Basta masundan. Nagawa siya ng paraan para mapunta sa circle ng babae na yun.
Maghahanap ng connection. May kailangan.
Jesus. All right. Anyway, we gotta take a break. When we come back, we'll have... So Mark here. So some of the people on the chat room, again, we have a full house here. I haven't admitted everybody to get to 100 because we got to save some spots here for our next two callers on Zoom. But... I've said this analogy 1,000 times. I apologize for saying it again. Man, we are looking for injured animals. Every male animal does this. Shit, female lionesses do this too when they're out for the prey. We are looking for the limping. We are looking for the sick. We are looking for the hurt. Now, the reason why we do that is because it's an easy meal. The world does this. This is not just male human beings. We all do this. And what do the females do in the animal world? The female will look for the... male who is most healthy, who has the most women. I mean, if I'm the male lion, I'm walking in and I got four lioness chicks, the fifth lioness chick is going to be like, wow, I need to fuck him. He's got four other girls. Animals do this. We do this because we're animals just like them. It's part of the world. That's why sometimes you think, wait a minute, is being in a monogamous relationship even a good idea for this planet? Because it's so hard to stick with it. Because fucking that's just the way the animal world behaves. You gotta be really strong to not fall for the bullshit. Because we're looking. I'm looking for a crack. I'm looking for a reason. I'm looking for something to bring up a conversation so I can start that clock ticking. That's the way the world works. We'll take a break. When we come back, we have more of the show. You're listening to GTWM Year 11. This is episode number 39. Of course, it's AMA, so Alex and Chopper are here. Back after this. Don't go away.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWM Podcast on Facebook.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWM Podcast on Facebook.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Good Times with Mo, the podcast, year 11, episode number 39, AMAs. Alex Calleja, of course, here. He's got a show coming up in a little bit. Chops is here on the show as well. There's an inside joke to that Alex, you need to tell the story. Go ahead.
Meron kami mga dito na mga chat room. Ito si Mark, tago na sa palang Mark din sa Sacramento. Sabi niya, "Hi Chops, your hand. What happened?"
Chopper's got a carpal tunnel what do you call this?
It's just a support,
like a brace. Yeah, like a brace that she's wearing, right? So fucking Mark here.
Pumapaandar.
Yeah, so and then Alex is like, see, that's so Alex pointed it out correctly. That's how it starts. It starts with a little bit of a nickname, a little, who? She called her chops. So that's number one. For the girl, like, oh, I'm different to him.
He's
calling me something else. Ding! One, okay? Number two, what happened to your arm? Oh, he cares. Ding!
Cares!
By the way, the moment that chops answers at all, oh, because I have a...
And you know, backstory doon, narinig na si Chopper, nagreklamo sa asawa na, ang asawa ko, wala nang pakialam sa akin, what happened? Narinig ka rin sa kasi yep. Nag-usap ko sa mga friends mo before, kaya ngayon, hi Chops, di ba parang gano'n?
Oh, yeah. Oh, narinig niya ako sa podcast.
Oh my God, he's unlike my husband, he cares.
Oh, naririnig niya na yung husband ko, nagko-complain about yung sa carpal tunnel ko. Pero siya gusto niya maging yung intentional, he cares about
yeah, he cares about carpal tunnel. My mom had carpal tunnel. Wow, it's really, I mean, I was there for her year after year. I understand.
I know the feeling of carpal
tunnel. Makilala ako na doktor na sobrang okay dyan. Alam mo siya, the best talaga siya sa Pilipinas. Siya yung head ng carpal tunnel community.
Mahirap pag-appointment, pero ibubook kita.
Yeah.
Masukanan pa lang yan, wala pang carpal, alam niya na kagad.
That's how you do it. Now, here's the thing. If that girl was ugly, if Chopper was pangit, we don't give a fuck about your brace.
Oh,
pakialam sa putang ina ng brace mo. Mas lalo ka po pangit.
Pinawagayway na ng pangit yung ano niya, yung brace na.
Sabi ni Alex sa Zoom, tayo kita tayo ng mga nasa Zoom. Nasusunog na yung kamay ni Alex. Hindi pa rin papansinin ni Mark si Alex. Like, "Uy, Alex, okay lang ba yung kamay mo?"
That's how you do it. That is mm-hmm. how you do it. So for our daughters,
mm-hmm.
my advice is anytime anybody says anything, it's your radar has to go up immediately.
Mm.
But attention is fun. Compliments are great, especially if you love them. If you love compliments, you're the easier prey. So you take one step forward. You like these things. One step forward. And then of those one step forward, who's the damaged one? Who's the one with the dad issue? One step forward as you get closer and closer to my dick.
Mm.
That is how it works.
Yep, shut it down.
Now, if I'm the boss, I will exploit that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I can now dangle. If I know the girl. So, how about boss ako? Okay. Oh. Chops. Da 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 da. Oops. That's not chops. Step one forward. Now I have to pick, if I'm the boss, who's the most ambitious one here? Who's the one that wants the promotion fast? Sino ba dito yung gusto may raise? Now I'm going to target that person. Up. One step forward. We're using every single detail possible. For what? Just to get a blowjob. That's it.
Oh my gosh. The love for the blowjob.
That's it. Speaking of taking a step forward, May 27, take a step forward towards the Music Museum because Alex has got his live stand-up comedy special extravaganza. Yes. Alex, tell us about it.
May nanalo na talaga. May 27, 9 PM, www.ticketumi.net. Maraming mga komedyante, tas ako nasa dulo. So magsaya tayo para matanggal yung stress natin. Diba? May nanalo na, diba? Dahil sa gobyernong tapat, BBM and Sara, sapat!
Baka ma-nosebleed ka habang sinasabi.
Pwede ka na mag-adjust. Nakikita
ko kasi pagka sinasabi mo yan, ba't tumutuloy yung dugo mo, Alex, out of your nose? Doon lang dudugo yung ilong mo nung sinabi mo.
May masingit ko lang ha. Mm. Ang nakakainis ngayon dito, ito seryoso to ha. Hindi alam ko namang mga matapang na mga keyboard warrior, pero dumami ngayon ang nagsasabing from the ano ha, yung mga trolls and ano ha, ingat kayo, baka yung buhay mo, mawala. May ganun sila. Karamihan ngayon, ang sunod na layer nila is threat.
Threat.
Right. Parang sinasakyan nila ngayon yung image ng tao na, oy, daan-daan kayo sa pagsasayita. So, sabi ko, hindi ka ba natatakot? Kasi yung press, hindi naman ina-identify ng press feed mga ano eh, ang kung saan ka kumampi. Ang pagputol sa freedom of speech is applicable to all. Pag hindi yan mag-identify na, ay, dati ka bang ano, supporter namin? Sige, ano ka? Exempted ka? Hindi. Yeah. Pag tamo ngayon, marami nagagalit dahil ang una atang gagawin, ano, yung ano raw. Of course, hindi pa naman to, ano, no? Hindi pa naman confirm to, yung mandatory military. O ngayon, pila nagreklamuhan lahat. hindi naman, di ba? Hindi naman pwedeng, ah, ikaw ba po ay bumoto sa akin? O sige po, anak niyo po, eh, hindi po natin pag... Hindi! Applicable ang lahat ng maling decision sa atin lahat.
Apektado yung tamang decision
sa atin din lahat. So I'm hoping na sana hoping, alam ko naman si Mo, wala nang, ano, kami ka dito, hoping na sana magaganda ang mga desisyon kasi apektado naman tayo lahat.
Balita ko, kaya, i-review yung mga textbooks daw.
Ayan, kaya nga no, siya. Akala nila kasi.
Yeah, there's this big drive for people to save the textbooks. They forget that the internet exists.
And magbabackfire.
No, the standard textbooks that they use in school to teach history classes in schools sa Philippines. Kasi gusto daw ituro yung tamang nangyari.
I know, but what I'm saying is that's an archaic worry. That's a worry of the past. The great majority of stuff you're going to be learning.
For a poor country who relies on like what they learn in school, whether public school, and it will maybe take a while before they get to like the part where they're going to research stuff on the internet for the truth. It's important.
Yeah. I mean, I see that, but we're again one of the most connected countries in the world, at least. To our online presence is pretty formidable, even for a poor country. But you're right. I mean, sure, there's always that worry that
early
these
education, are yeah, early childhood.
But I mean, this kind of goes back to my whole right renaming of the airport chat that I have. It's you're going to do those things that kind of give you a black eye and your family a black eye. Mm-hmm. But
pardoning yung family niya sa lahat.
And I was saying this on the radio the other day that tanggalin mo yung Marcos part, right? Let's pretend that. Ferdinand Marcos, the dictator, the father, like this wasn't his son, Alex, no? Tanggalin mo yung Marcos sa name niya. It's Bongbong, whatever. What do we have here with this guy? We have a guy who is not educated, has lied about his education, which is confirmed, right? Confirmed by the schools that he claimed to have gone. We have a guy who's unemployed, did not have a job, right? We have a guy who has lied about crimes that he's committed. And if that were the candidate, tanggalin mo yung Marcos, ha? Just that guy, and his slate was filled and riddled with other criminals, he would not even get 1,000 votes. He would be a nuisance candidate if it were not for the Marcos last name. Just kind of think about how crazy that is. Take out the surname. You're only voting for him because of the brand.
Mm-hmm.
You are not voting for the person because there is nothing that the person is bringing to the table that you would have voted for if it belonged to someone else. No job, no education, criminal background, complete disregard for, say, paying taxes, has no idea what's going on in the country. You would never vote for... This is a nuisance candidate. And yet, because his last name is Marcos, you guys voted for him, quote-unquote, 31 million of you. What a... That's how bad countries behave.
Yeah.
The guy is a nothing.
Kaya mabuti pa tumulong na lang tayo sa mga problema na tumatawag sa atin.
Yeah. I know.
Makabawas-bawas tayo lang problema.
Makabawas-bawas tayo lang problema. Let's do our own little part.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
let's take our next
one. Moving forward, we're going to provide entertainment, guys. And, you know, and we're going to help you. One person at a time. Let's start with the carpal tunnel of Tops.
Let's go with Jovi. Sorry, not Jovi. What's your fake name?
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Okay, Nan.
Ganun din, eh.
Ganun din naman.
Ian na lang daw. Ian. Sorry, Ian. Ian, how old are you?
I'm 26.
26. Oh, another 20. Yeah, another 26-year-old here. You're in Manila? Yes,
my
Ian?
Fifth time. Yata,
on the show.
Ian, bumoto ka ba?
Jesus Christ. Wow.
Unluckily, nasa Argentina yung presinto ko. And now, nasa Philippines ako. Yun. Hindi ako
nakabuto. Oh, because you were... Okay, gotcha.
I rooted for Lenny Robredo as well.
Oh, gotcha. All right. Anyway, okay. Well, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here. What's up, man?
Hi. May tanong lang ako. So, what do you do if a girl told you na you're the ideal type ng boyfriend niya? Tapos, di ba? Thumbs up, of course. Kaso, May boyfriend siya.
Alam mo, ganun pa rin yun. I-on mo pa rin yung timer.
Alam ko, anong pakilam sa boyfriend, puta.
Tapos, tinanong ko siya, if I'm the ideal guy, and I'm the ideal boyfriend, eh ano yung boyfriend mo? And then she said, ideal husband and father.
Ay?
And tingin ko, it doesn't make any sense, di ba? And now, alam mo yung ano, yung saya nung sinabi niya na I'm the ideal guy and I'm the ideal boyfriend. And parang ano, parang okay, I guess mag-work to, may pag-asa to. Tapos yun. And now, kasi ano, I've been with her for 3 days. Almost 3 days. na magkasama kami. Tapos umuwi siya ng ano, ng lugar nila. Pagbalik niya, ayun, sa boyfriend na ulit. Tigil na daw. Tigil na daw namin. So, what do I do? What do I need to do?
Run away. Like from this.
Did, I mean, did you give her money?
No, of course.
Yes or no, of course? Oh, sorry. No, of course not.
No.
Okay. Because you said something about Argentina earlier. What was that about again?
Kasi I was based on Argentina from 2014 until 2014 until 2016.
Seaman. Okay, yeah, Seaman, right. That's probably what it is. I mean, if you're trying to break it down, that sounded just right off the bat. No, without knowing too many details, that just sounded like you were earning foreign currency, and she just wanted a little bit of that.
German. Not German. Nagwo-work sa Germany.
Okay, so ito nga. Okay, pag ang girl, for me, ha, I think, at least, you know, for speaking like, maybe not all girls, but pag sinabi nilang, you're boyfriend material, and itong guy na to, husband material. Isa lang ang ibig sabihin nito. Yung husband material, mapoprovide niya ako ng lahat ng dreams ng future ko dahil may pera yon, mas established na yon, may negosyo na yon, or kung ano man para yon. Pagka dinifferentiate mo, what's boyfriend material versus husband material na parang ganun tinitignan ng girl, it's, pag sabi mong husband material, it's like, my future para maging secure yung buhay ko. Yung ganun.
It depends on how long you've known the person though, right? If you are fairly new to her life and she threw you the, oh, your husband, boyfriend material. That is a financial, most often, in my opinion, a financial thing, right? Alex, I mean, like, if you don't know me, how the fuck do you know if I'm boyfriend material or husband material if you just met me? That tells me, I don't say gold digging because it's not like you're swimming in gold, you're seaman, but, you know.
Yeah, but I don't think you're also having that conversation naman with, like, a first person you just met, like first date.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So when you hear lines like that, that should already trigger some kind of red flag that, okay, you think I'm husband material. Motherfucker, this is the third day you've met me. So that's what you make out of it. And then you realize, oh, well, she's got a boyfriend already. The boyfriend now, pala, is German or is in Germany. Another strong currency. I am now kind of accusing this girl of gold digging.
Okay.
Alex, you feel the same way?
Saka may nangyari ba sa inyo?
Wala, kasi sabi niya, old school daw siya. Now.
Oh.
Old school cheater?
Hindi, never niya ginawa. Sabi nga niya, she hated cheaters. And sabi niya, hindi niya maintindihan sa sarili niya. At the age of 28, ngayon pa siya nagluloko.
At the age of 28, that's like,
well, stop. Nagloloko na sa'yo? Sa'yo?
May girlfriend din kasi ako eh.
You could have told us
ka pala eh.
You could have told us that earlier.
Pinamukha mo siyang sobrang sama.
Does she know?
Isa ka rin pala.
Does she know you have a girlfriend? So paano ka naging fucking boyfriend of the greatest boyfriend of all time? How are you that when you're cheating?
Nagloloko lang dalawa.
You fucking idiot.
I know. Why would you fall for that crap when you yourself know you're not boyfriend material because you're cheating on your existing girlfriend? Don't even think about it. It's nothing. She just said it for the sake of saying it while you guys were in the moment of whatever it is that you guys were in.
You're both using each other. Like, what do you want from her? What is, she wants something from you. You want something from her. What do you want from her?
Actually, sabi niya, ang pangit naman daw ng setup namin na may boyfriend siya tapos may girlfriend ako. So, if I come much more earlier na nakilala niya, pwede daw. So, it's like telling me, okay, so if mahipag-break out sa girlfriend ko, pwede. May chance, right?
Ooh, I don't know.
Hindi ah.
No. No.
May tangentado ka pala.
Listen, I'm not against the reality or the possibility of a reality of two people who are taken, meet each other, fall genuinely in love, and then build a relationship. Like,
but then she went home to her province and said,
exactly,
wag na lang.
Right, and that's what I'm going to get to. That what has to happen in a situation like that is the both of you will agree that you will break up with your current significant others and start a relationship together. This happens all the fucking time. It doesn't always mean it's a disaster. Mm-hmm. But what you're doing and what you're saying is the girl went back to her boyfriend and decided breaking up with you. It was really a short-lived attempt at getting something from you, and you yourself aren't really sure about what you want from her. In other words, this is a piece of shit setup and not worth pursuing. Okay? Mm-hmm. And these oh, I'm 28, you know, I just started, da, da, da. You guys are still fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Young.
So young.
That young people make those mistakes. Ay,
ang sabi naman ng girl, ayaw eh. Wala ka na magagawa doon eh. May, di ba may decision, ayaw niya. Di ba tama?
Yeah.
Eh naman ang decision na ayaw niya. Kasi pagka pinilit mo yan, sinabihan ka ng ayaw na eh. Wala na sa iyo yung decision. Ito kasi yung tinatanong mo. ang pagpupursu, pagparehoin kung gusto. Pero yung isa nag-ayaw na, alam mo na yung sagot.
Yeah. This is an odd question, Ian. But
kasi pag nagpilit ka, tapos ikaw na lang nagpipilit, wala ka ng mga asahan, kahit ano pang gawin mo. Ngayon ka pa maispit sa girlfriend mo, sinabihan niya ayaw niya. Ayaw niya na, di ba? Sabi siya, di ba? Pagbalik niya, ayaw ko na.
Oo.
Oo, yun ang sagot.
Yeah.
Wag na.
Pretty easy.
Hindi, ayun ang sagot. Ayaw sa'yo, anong gagawin mo? Kahit tumambling ka dyan.
And then, diba? Natawag pa rin naman siya, time to time.
Kaya siyempre, okay, may mga babaeng sadista. Oo. Hindi, yung guguluin niya lang yung buhay mo pero hindi kanya gusto.
Nagpapahaba lang ng hair yun. Oh, gusto lang niyang ma-feel na wanted, ganon, whatever. Kaya magpaparamdam kahit alam niyang hindi kanya papatulan.
May kukwento ako sa'yo para malaman mo. Minsan, sa nung ano ako, binata ako, may isang girl na nagka-pumasok sa buhay ko na yung pala ginagamit lang ako para matumaas yung stocks na doon sa boyfriend niya. Yung parang pinagselos, yeah, pinag-ano.
Yeah.
May ganyang babae para, oy, isang boy, ingat ka. Kasi gusto nyo lang ma-alert yung boyfriend. Ganun talaga. Na dapat talaga mag-publish tayo ng libro mo na yung mga solutions sa ano. Parang, mag-gayto na nasasabihin natin, anong problema mo? Ah, gayto. O, yung sa page 27, Article 3,
ano
yan yung sagot namin.
Study na? Okay. Pumunta tayo sa page 27, guys.
You know, I've always wanted to do that, honestly. Like, real talk. Because this podcast is 11 years old. I've always wanted to come up. But I always felt it, the moment that, what is it, the PU, what was that fucking PUA or whatever, that pickup artist came, the moment they came out with their stupid material, that fucked my plans up.
Because it doesn't even,
it came, it came out so douchey.
It's so,
you know?
Douchey, but it could be like a memoir, like different, like just sharing the stories of the callers.
I don't remember these callers. I don't remember their stories.
It's recorded. Someone's,
I know,
like,
but that's not the point. The point isn't really to tell their stories, but it's what Alex is saying. Hey, here's okay. The difference between us and a pickup artist is we're going to fuck and give you the secrets of guys too, though. We're going to give you both.
Oh.
This is what to beware of. You want to beware of this behavior from guys. You want to beware from this behavior of girls. Hey, guys, if you're in a situation with this girl, this is probably what she's trying to pull off. Hey, girls, this is what this guy's probably trying to pull. It is going to be straight down the middle.
I think a book is too much. I think like a workshop. Workshop.
Something is burning in our house.
I know.
That needs to be addressed right now. Thanks for the call, sir.
You know, this is what's
behind you. Yeah, there is. Babe, you need to go downstairs. There's a fire downstairs.
Yung kitchen, yung tiles.
Yeah.
It's a toaster. No. I think Lucas is heating something.
I think
our
kids are trying to cook and fucked it up. Let's put this on pause so we can address the budding fire in our home. Hold on. Action. Okay, we're back. Sorry for that pause there. We had just to check if the house was burning down. You know what? Before we take our next caller, Alex, I wanted to read this message that I got from Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I don't really put too much value on one message or more
yeah,
or a few messages. I don't really put too much stock in those things, but I thought this was well-written, and it targets the three of us. So, Kay, our next caller, if you can hold on there. But don't mute yourself. Just hang in there. So I got this message. It says, Mo Alex Chopper, we are 31 million strong.
Aba?
Yung kakamping popularity that you're all proud of is hanggang Twitter lang pala. Hanggang trending and IG stories lang ng celebrities, it's superficial. My friends and I are fans of your show, but we have distanced ourselves during the election season because your hate campaign against BBM and Sarah is deafening. Two of my friends called your show, and when you asked them who they're voting for, they lied to you and said Lenny just to avoid being bullied. See, kami ang nag-adjust. I know a lot of people who were undecided but voted BBM and Sarah in the end because they were all turned off sa mga celebrities like you, like Blythe, like Frankie, like Kim Chu, like Nadine, and almost the rest of Star Magic talent who displayed so much arrogance and hate online. Celebrity endorsements do not work anymore in the political arena, especially dito sa abroad. Oh, I guess she's abroad. Okay. Tony G, Andrew E versus all the Kapamilya and Kapuso artists lang pala ang labanan. Nakaka-insulto kasi yung puro artista na lang campaign ni Lenny on stage. Akala nila madadala ang botante ng mga ganyan. Wrong move again. So ikaw, Alex. Sorry, Alex. Hilaw ang mga jokes mo. It's not even related, right?
Oh, di ba?
Lalo na sa US kasi may relatives there na solid BBM Sarah. Don't joke about politics. Siguro para hindi awkward ang stand-up comedy mo.
Di ba? Di ba? Hindi niya alam na wala akong politics sa stand-up. Tama na.
Panindigan nyo, maging kakampik nyo for the next 6 years. Kung ayaw nyo ang government, we respect that, but do not wish the government to fail because the Philippines will fail too. I wish the government to fail. You may continue to mock the government on GTWM or on Twitter kasi hanggang dun lang kayo. That's your only platform and we'll give that to you. That is a message from, she's probably going to change her IG name after this.
Let's go ahead and give it.
I'm fucking for sure going to give it. Live, love, laugh. But the laugh has three H's at the end and then 1, 4, 3. Live, love, laugh, HHH, 1, 4, 3.
Before Alex comments on this, because Alex is going to comment on this, I just wanted to say, like, me personally, after all this, I don't want I don't want the government to fail in terms of lalo pang magiging mahirap yung mahirap lalo lang like, I almost pray like sana
you almost pray like,
kasi alam ko talagang walang hope si BBM, right? But I almost like pray every night na parang shit, sana talaga mali, like sana may magawa talaga siya, sana that he's so narcissistic enough to like, you know what, fuck this, I'm gonna make it better. But I know it's not gonna happen, right? To us na Lenny supporters, just because nanalo si BBM doesn't mean that my belief for what Lenny could have done for the country or can still do for the country, hindi naman na-diminish yun eh. Natalo lang siya. Natalo lang yung kandidato ko. So, you know, and hindi naman dahil nanalo na si BBM, magbabago yung tingin ko kay BBM at opinion ko based on facts about BBM. So, you know, all these messaging, like, let's just, you know, like, for whatever reason you voted for BBM, like, my stance, like, all the lies are still lies, right? All the crime and all the bad that their family has done to our people, to our country, it doesn't change. That's the reason
I'm confused with what you're saying here.
Like, kasi sinasabi niya sa message niya na parang nanalo na kami, so tikilan niyo na yung kay Lenny.
No, but you're saying like you want him to do well, but what are the lies and all that in the past have to anything to do with
hindi naman yung kasi yung hindi porket nanalo na si BBM, ibig sabihin hindi porket nanalo si BBM, ibig sabihin hindi tama si Lenny, na hindi si Lenny yung tamang choice. You know, like, winning has nothing to do with the right person for the job. Like, he won because he cheated, right? His, like, we know that, we all know this. Like, in the beginning of the show, alam natin sa dugot balat natin na nang daya po si BBM.
So, okay, fine. And now what, though? What are you hoping for the future?
Two things, right? Like, kasi sinabi niya na parang we want the government to fail, right? I personally I personally, I hope whatever government or administration, ayoko siyang mag-fail, right? Kahit pa nung kay Duterte, kahit pa dito kay BBM, kasi kawawa yung mga Pilipino if it does. But if it does fail, like because of people power revolution stuff, I'm all for that. Para kaya lang ang susunod si Sara din, diba? So parang ganun din. Like, you know, like if it fails and then we have Sara to take over, it's the same crap.
Not really, but fine. I mean, Alex, you go.
Yung pagsasayta nung sumulat sa atin, and that's the result of the fake news and disinformation. One, siyempre pag nagsayta tayo ngayon, meron ka ng jaded na yung pag-ano mo, pero ito ang totoo. Hindi to, ano, wala akong sinreserve, wala kami sinreserve ni Mo. Yung ito yung platform namin, of course, ito yung pagsasayta. Ang problema, unang-una kung bakit ka troll, hindi ka naikinig, masyado na kami politics, hindi mo ba alam na that's like 5% of the show? Ngayon lang kami nag-usap dahil because it's election. May pag-uusap kami ni Mo ng election, pag nainig ka sa amin sa finals ng NBA, we will talk about NBA.
Yep.
Nag-uusap kami ng sex majority relationship problems, 80%. You know what? Kung bakit mo nasabi na triggered ka politically? Kasi kayo yung nagsasearch ng politics sa social media para kami naka-hashtag. Pag nakita nyo na nakarinig kayo ng something na against, doon kayo nagsasone in. Ang sasabihin nyo ngayon, puro politics. Tignan nyo ako ng bullshit na yan. Kung talagang listener kayo, wala akong pakialam sa takot mo na nagbabackout kami. Hindi. Nakinig ka, na-triggered ka kasi politics. Ako, nagpo-post ako sa Facebook, hindi yung pinapansin yung mga promotion ko. Pag nag-politics na ako na wala naman sinasabi pangalan. Katulad niya, nagsabi ako sa Lakers. Lakers, si Westbrook dapat din nyo tinanggap dahil ano na nga yung past niyan o ano nangyari ngayon. Pucha, sila nagbigay ng ano, ng conclusion. Ay, putang na, ano yan eh. Tungkol sa politics yan eh. Because you're triggered. Yung sinasabi niyong mga artista, may artista din sa kabila.
Yeah.
May artista din sa kabila. Yun nga sinasabi ngayon. Mas sikat yung artista niyo ngayon dahil sila kayo nanalo eh. Bullshit. Alam niyo ang nangyari? Ikaw, yung algorithm mo is pointing to the direction of ano your supported candidate. Kami, alam namin kung paano mag-decipher ng algorithm na mali at tama. Kaya nga ang lakas niyo eh kasi nakatutok lang kayo for disinformation and ano fake news. Kami, ang focus namin promoting the candidate para doon sa tamang platform para sa magagawa plus deflecting all the fake news plus correcting misinformation kayo just providing. Alam niyo ba sa totoong buhay mas marami kami nakukuhang hate. Sinasabi nila ngayon, putya, dami, di ko boboto sila kasi mga supporters niyan, dami mga sinasabing masasama eh. Kasi yung algorithm mo na may filter out yung totoong kwento, ang nakukuha mo lang ay, nagsayta ng against si Vice Ganda. Ay, nagsayta ng against si ano. Hindi nyo alam, hindi yung totoo. Yun ay sagot lang sa, magsabi ka nga lang ng, huwag kayong buboto na magnanakaw at sinungaling. Pucha, akala nila kagad, default. Tamo ha, wala ka sinabi. Kasi nga, yung mga keywords nyo na, magnanakaw, sinungaling, kayo kagad. So, hindi ako apektado sa'yo dahil ikaw ay isang biktima. Ikaw, yung sumulat, ay biktima ng propaganda na to. Hindi, tamo ha, pag nanalo si BBM sa si Sara, hoping kami kasi isang bansa lang tayo eh. Hindi naman kami basketball team na pag nag-champion yung UP. 'Di ba? Parang oy patay yung ito kasi yung decision nyo affects inaapektuhan tayo lahat. So please, wala tong lahat ng masamang desisyon, lahat ng tamang desisyon mag-aapektuhan tayo. Pero ang chances lang kasi ng masamang desisyon is na doon sa panig nila ano kasi yung lineup ng mga ng senatorial niya ay lahat may mga kaso. Yun lang naman ang totoong facts noon eh. Totoo naman lahat yung may mga kaso. Wala naman paninira to eh. Lahat ng
I understand the whole celebrity thing. I think too much is being made about celebrities.
Diba?
You know, the number one senator again is a celebrity. That's what he is, right? He ran and won as a celebrity. There are other celebrities that are in the Senate. Rafi Tulfo, well, not a celebrity in the traditional sense. You know, we've seen it's his exposure to the fandom that his show brings that gets him to be a top three finisher. So, you know, there's Lorden Legarda. There are others now. Again, not a traditional celebrity, but you get what I mean.
Public figure. Of course, Jingoy,
and we go on and on. Bong Revilla, whatever. So the whole, you know, all the celebrities on the other side. No, it's people who are using their influence for personal gain, that's the ones that are on your side.
That's like the red flags. Yeah.
We see that not only with the quote-unquote celebrities, but with Roque, with all the others who battle, who have really no, I don't want to say no business kind of getting there, but they're clearly not the intelligent group of people that you would like as lawmakers. Other celebrities that have kind of aligned and we'll probably see align with BBM are Isko Moreno, who is a celebrity who will likely get a position. Herbert Bautista, celebrity, has a little bit of political history towards him, but come on, celebrity. I mean, we can enumerate them. So much being made about celebrities.
Napakalaki nga nung difference, to be honest. If we want to focus on celebrity, like you said, yung mga celebrity candidates ni BBM.
They're on both sides, right? Everybody's going to have famous people, right?
Yeah.
And to put too much value on, oh, it's these celebrities versus this celebrity is what helps turn this country into the shitstorm that
it's
right? Yeah. I remember we had Rowena Guanzon on the show, who is former Comelec head, and she was on the radio show last week, a couple of days ago. And I was asking her about why is there so much showmanship in elections? And she says, well, because Filipinos like to be entertained and they deserve it. And I'm like, see, that's the bullshit answer. Now, I like her, and oh, she's smart. I mean, fucking Harvard and all the good shit. But it's that. It's when you continue to pander towards entertainment, oh, let's make them feel fun, let them have fun. That's not the venue for this. We're looking for the best people, not who you could put the most smiles on. Now, I know, Alex, you're an entertainer, and that's what you do, and you're really fucking good at it. And you campaign for other politicians and stuff like that, and you get on stage. Honestly, I wish we did away with that already. This is politics, okay? This is policy. This is the future of our country. I'm not here to dance, and I'm not here to make people laugh, and I'm not here to do any of that. We're here because we need results. We're a poor country, and we need to get out of it.
Alam mo ba kung bakit natuwa ako nga ako dito sa side ni Lenny, no? Because of di nagbayad, no? I volunteer naman. So actually, ang talagang unang mga program niyan, yung sa simula lang pre-programming para hindi mainip yung mga tao habang dumarating, no? Pero ang kagandahan kasi, para malabanan mo nga yung kailangan mo ma-equalize, kumamit, no? Pero sana, ito na sana ang start natin mo, na yung pagka kampanya, yung talagang platform, yung topic, yung talagang ayun na dapat ang simula, Ito na dapat ang, kaya nga masakit kaya nga na nangihinayang ka kasi ko, uy, putya, sabi ko mukhang mag-a-achieve na. Yung talagang platform-based, debate-based, yung presentation of the candidate's policies, ito na sana simula, Pero pagkatapos nito, sino pang maniniwala ngayon after 3 years magkakaroon ng eleksyon?
Right.
Sino ngayon maniniwala? We don't have to go to the rallies.
Yeah.
You don't have to go to
the
debates.
You have to go to the debates. Exactly. Like that's again, that's part of the nuisance candidate that BBM is. If you remove the last name, this is a guy again with no job, no education, no platform because we didn't know what he wanted to do. He never showed up.
No proven track record.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was in government, but whatever.
No, like that actually did and made changes.
Yeah, I mean,
changes.
Again, not an impressive man whatsoever. And yet, he goes out, it's quote-unquote 31 million, and who's the joke on? Is it on me? My life is going to be the same.
Yeah.
Who's the joke on?
Yeah.
It's you guys who fucking voted in a nuisance candidate. And you voted on sheer last name of a dead man who's been dead for 36 years. Ferdinand Marcos has been dead for 36 years. You voted on a last name of a guy who's been dead for over 3 decades. Nothing else that family has done since his death is slightly or remotely impressive because there's no hard evidence that they did anything. Except, again, not pay the taxes. You have a president who is the head of state and the chief diplomat of the Republic of the Philippines. Do you know who that is? His name is Ferdinand Marcos Jr. He cannot even go to the United States. Now, maybe they'll change that. But right now, he could not even go there if he wanted to. This is a country. Now, I'm not here to build up America. America has its own fucking plethora of problems. Just because I live here doesn't mean I think it's an amazing country. But it is a country with a relationship with us that goes way in the past, and that has been really hand side by side, very much a part of our history for good and for bad. He cannot, as chief diplomat, even go to that country. He's not allowed. His spiritual counsel is wanted by the government of that country.
Totoo.
And he cannot even go. Diba? What the fuck? You guys voted in someone who's banned from a country that you share the only treaties with in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Napakalinaw. Kaya lang...
So who's the joke on?
Yeah.
Like, you can DM us all day long and say, oh, hey, putang ina niya. Really? Okay, guess what? Your guy can't even travel.
Mm-hmm.
Your guy can't even graduate. Your guy can't even ever get a job. Your guy can't even pay taxes. And your guy can't even show up to a conversation about what he wants to do for the future. Really? We're the ones at loss? No, I want the government to fail. I am excited for it to fail. I can't wait for you guys to be poorer. I can't wait for you guys to be shittier. I can't wait for your shit to collapse, because honestly, that's what you might need, a restart. I know we say the joke all the time on the show. I wish the asteroid can come and blow up our country so we can start from the beginning. You know what? It's not that bad of a plan.
Well, because your family isn't there. Mine is.
I know, but obviously an asteroid's not going to target Manila, so it's completely fantasy land. But my point is, you might need that. Okay, in the NBA, Alex, what do teams try to do on purpose when they want to get better? They tank.
They fucking destroy it.
Why? Mm-hmm. Because in the future, right? You know, they can get a better person and all of that stuff. This might be Philippine tanking.
Yeah, or you know, like when you're dealing with stuff like yung rock bottom, we have to yung sinasabi nalang natin familiar, like when someone's like, you gotta hit rock bottom.
Right, but the problem is, we've been rock bottom for a while. Look outside, it'll tell you the truth. This is rock bottom.
Mabilis lang to mo, ha? O sige, binigyan na, di ba, tinanggap natin, natalo. Ito mga nangyari after nung, ito na ha, wala pa tayo sa 1 month. O, isang spokesperson na tinatanong ng maayos ng isang journalist kung ano yung in-ignore. As in talagang, hindi man lang sinabing, sorry, I'll get ignored, totally ignored. Yeah. Diba? Naita niyo kung makita ng video, isa 'yon. And that's blatant ano, disrespect and power ano 'yon. So, no? Second, dumami yung sa akin lang 'to personal ha, wala akong pakialam kung dinaranasan 'to. Second, dumami sa akin na nagte-threat na, "Hoy, ang Marcos ng presidente, ingat-ingat ka, ha? Baka kayo, wag na kayong masyado maingay, wag na kayong magsasalita. Yari kayo sa presidente namin." Accepted nila, na akala nila dahil sila, akala nila, dala-dala ba nila? Ewan ko, dala-dala nila yung, "Sir, BBM ako." Kaya hindi nyo ko ano yun, ha? Yung mga tao lang na bumoto. Akala nila ganun eh. So, ano yun, pangalawa. Pangatlo, the lineup of the ano, of the government ano. Kasi sa pag-select ng ano, makikita mo na, kung pag tinulungan mo siya, appointed ka sa ano, regardless kung qualified ka o hindi. Dapat tinitigilan na natin yan eh. May isa pa, Mo. Tinan mo ha, basahin mo yung nangyari. Si Marcoleta, nag-withdraw. Kasi alam niya yung rule eh. Ganun siya kasigurado na pag nanalo si BBM, kaya ka nag-withdraw kasi may 1 year kang hindi pwedeng maupo pagkatalo ng kang candidate. Yeah. Pagtalo ng kang candidate, hindi ka pwedeng i-assign ng any government position.
Right, for a year. Yeah.
So kinutuban na yan si Marcoleta, nag-withdraw siya. Ngayon, siya ang justice. Department of Justice. Kasi hindi siya maa-assign kung hindi siya nag-withdraw eh. Pagtanong ng kami, may ano, alam ba ng mga tao yan, yung mga ganyang galawan? Tayong manakakalam. Sabi ko, putya.
And that's why, again, we will see Isko in a year from now with a pretty prominent position in BBM's government. I mean, listen, let's get to our next question because I know what the question is going to be. I discussed it on the radio a little bit the other day. Kim or Kay, or forget what's your name? We're going with Kim, right? Kim, you're 27 years old, or Kay, you're 27 years old. You're the eldest person to call the show today. you sent me a message on Instagram that I thought was so interesting that I had to talk about it on the radio. So I kind of preempted a little bit on the radio. But we are a different audience here. Some people from the radio show bleed over to the podcast, so you probably will hear some of the arguments that I'm going to give regarding her question. But I think it's an excellent, excellent question. Mm-hmm. So we'll give it to you. Hey, Kay, welcome to the show. I think Kay's here. Did we lose her? Where is Kay?
Yep. Or maybe she might still be on mute. Kay, if you are, please.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, Kay, you got to unmute yourself. But I think she was on. Where is she? Okay, here she is. There we go. Sorry, there she is. Okay, yep.
There you go, Kay.
Hello. Right.
Hi, Kay. Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
Okay, Kay.
Hi, guys.
Thanks for taking some time here to get on the show. Yeah, can you go ahead and share your question to everybody listening, of course, Alex and Chops.
So, dahil nga, syempre, nag-grief pa tayo, ganyan. Chat ako kay Mo. Saan habang umiiyak, ganyan. Sabi ko, what if si Lenny nandaya na lang? Like, sobrang dami
love
naman
that.
Niyang supporters. Yep. Like, sobrang daming donations. What if ginamit niya yon para to cheat o kaya bumili ng boto ng tao?
Yes.
Like, anong insight niya doon? Parang okay lang ba yon? Di ba tayo hypocrite noon? Ganon.
Absolutely okay with me. She should have bought votes. Absolutely. Where people will immediately, all of you listening will go, well, why? Why would you do that? She was supposed to be different. Well, two parts. Number one, in my opinion, remember, I'm not a Lenny fan or a fanatic or a kakamping. I am not that. I just know BBM should never be president. Okay. And at every cost it takes to get to that reality, I'm going to be behind that. And if that means vote buying for Lenny, I am absolutely behind that. But most of you who are true kakampings will hear a statement like that and go, oh my God. But that's completely against what she's supposed to be. The uncorruptible. The honest. The different. Let them play that game. Ours is never going to do that because it will ruin the integrity and credibility of our purpose, of our advocacy, of our vision, all of that. And I understand that. But you might want to take some time to reconsider what's at stake. 6 years of BBM, 6 years of Sarah, and there's a chance for that not to be a reality if we cheat for one day. One day. That's all you needed to do. Cheat for one motherfucking day. I am all for it. I would have done it. I would have supported it. Alex?
Ako, frustrated ako sa, kasi alam ko mandadaya. O, yung daya doon, yung boat buying and whatever, kung may ano man sa ano, no? Ang sana, same level din, ang gusto ko lang, hindi muna ako aabot sa boat buying. Sana lumaban tayo dun sa misinformation, meaning sa TikTok, mag-TikTok din tayo. Pero correcting sabi ko dapat lumaban din kayo ng TikTok to TikTok.
Alex, FB Alex, to Alex, FB. Alex, that's no match for the buying.
The vote buying
pero ibig sabihin, kasi hindi ko rin alam eh, yung kailangan to lahat tatapatan mo. Kasi kung sinasabi natin tapatan lang sa vote buying, hindi lang doon, tatapatan ko rin siya doon sa misinformation. Kasi ang problema ko, yung pagkalat ng mga mali-mali, magiging problema ko rin yan kasi kahit manalo si Lenny, you will have a Pinoy na halos kalahati believing the lies. So, dapat yun, sabay-sabay ginawa. Although nauna talaga yung kabilang kampo in information na mali. Sapat yun, sabi ko sa kaila, saka ito pa. Dapat may tumitira ng mga pagkokorekt noon habang nangyayari yun. Sa isang team yun, pak! Sa second team, dapat may tropa kang kupal. Meaning, dapat yung kalaban, may nakikita sila sa tropa ni Lenny na, putang na siya yun ah. Si Mo Twister yun eh. Alam nyo yung pasikot-sikot ng kadayaan natin. Puta, yayari. Huhulihin tayo niyan. Doon ako ba? Dapat may tropa ka doon na gano'n na, Lenny, labas ka. Ako muna ang gagawa nito. Dapat, hindi mo kailangan paalam kay Lenny.
Ako nang bahala dito.
Hindi mo paalam kay Lenny. Kasi ang gusto, nasa isip ng mga tao, ano eh, Lenny, may isang fall guy lang na.
But we did that, Alex. We did that. We became trolls ourselves. It may be even backfire.
No, I ibig sabihin sa vote buying mo, hindi dapat si Lenny ang makaalam. Dapat may isang taong kupal doon na sa likod ni Lenny, puta, bibili tayo. Hindi mo naman kailangan sabihin yung ano mo eh. Tapos mag-sorry ka kung talaga. I'm sorry, Lenny, nanalo ka dahil nag-vote by ako. Ang linis ngayon ng presidente mo. Ibig sabihin, hindi mo kailangan idama yung pure ng president. Bumili ka kung ma-identify man.
Right, right. But if Lenny, found out that her camp vote bought, what do you think she does?
She's going to admit
She would resign? She would resign.
She'll step down.
Right.
She's so, like...
Yeah, she would resign. She'd be like, "What? There's a viral video going on right now of me opening or my camp opening fucking brick after brick after brick of 1,000 pesos and handing them out to vote for me and burning." I mean, what did we see? What did we see the BBM camp do? We saw them opening out amounts
of money.
We saw them ripping, tearing fucking ballots, right? We know that this is common in our elections from the local all the way to the national level. We know this. These are facts.
Pero mo, ang sinasabi ko, hindi ko may idea ako hindi papayag si Lenny pag sinama mo siya sa plano. Huwag mo siya isana sa plano doon sa vote buying and let's roll the dice pag nanalo siya. Then mag-usap na kayo. Kasi pwede bang, Lenny, kailangan natin gawin to. Saan mo siya sabihan? Kasi naman,
okay, Lenny, let's
kasi pag umindi ka, wala na.
We're playing fantasy land here, right?
We're playing
fantasy. So, Kay, your question is, should Lenny have just purchased votes? Okay. What Alex is saying, yes, but just as long as she doesn't know about it. Diba?
Oo, may dirty, dapat meron kang ganun, may bataan ka na.
Okay, let's say we cannot get to that reality. She will know. Putangina, that money has to come from somewhere. She's going to have to fucking say okay to the plan. You have to.
We just make sure she finds out when she's already president.
Are you okay with Lenny knowingly vote buying to address the vote buying that's going on the other side?
Yes
or no?
Yes. Wala na tong justify. Doon ako talaga sa attitude na yun. Alam ko kagad na hindi pwedeng cast your votes and let's pray for the best.
Yep.
Hindi
that's
ako ganun.
Not how the reality works.
Nagsama-sama sa kampo ni Lenny yung nag-trust. I have message kay Bam Aquino. I have direct communication kay Bam Aquino. Baka sinasabi nyo, this is just parang fantasy na pinag-uusapan natin. I message Bam Aquino, Bam, thank you for a wonderful rally. Now, what do we do to safeguard our votes? Meron ba kayong parang mga tao na pag nakita ng kabila, ay putang ina, ando doon si Paquito Diaz sa kabila. Putsa, kontrabida din yan. Alam tayo yan. Yung matatakot sila, wala eh. Ay putsa, mabait na mga yan. Ang babait ng mga yan, hindi nila alam gagawin natin. Look at what happened. Very smooth. So ang ibig sabihin, hindi ako papayag na sana sila na mabumili. Pero pag worst scenario, you have to sacrifice. You have to really, kahit naman sa Avengers na pelikula eh. Nandaya si Doctor Strange eh. Diba?
No, I mean, here's what I want to say regarding vote buying and all that stuff. I know this is fantasy shit, okay? So forgive me. But let's take a TV show like Money Heist, which we're all fans of, okay? What did they do here? They stole from the country, gave back to the people, pocketed some shit for themselves, right? None of us would go, Professor was a bad guy. None of us. Yet, he fucking robbed two major national banks and a money-making fucking institution.
And
we sat there and we cheered it on. Now, I know this is not a reality. None of what we're talking about is reality, but I want the perspective to be there. Robin Hood. We cheer Robin Hood. Oh, the guy that steals from the rich and gives to the poor. If fucking Lenny were going to vote by and give money to the poor for one day, I am full support of that.
I think I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that. The professor and Tokyo and Denver and all of them, they're not going to go out and rob every fucking bank on the corner. They had a point to rob these two fucking places.
The biggest bank, yeah.
And they ran away with the money. I don't think Lenny would even run away with the money. I think she would have just done it to get elected and make some real
tangible changes
to the country. Correct. I am all for vote buying. If that meant not having the fucking son, the worthless nothing that this motherfucker is, to not be the president, absolutely do whatever it needs to be done.
And that's what I was like.
Nakamute ata.
Nakamute si Kay. Oh, so yun yung sinasabi ko nung last show natin na parang asan na yung mga malalaking corporations na madaming pera na bumaba kay Lenny. Dali na, bilhin nyo na yung mga boto ng mga tao para manalo si Lenny. Huwag nyo nang ipaalam kay Lenny. Bayaran
that's
nyo na
yung... But that's not realistic. That's not realistic. Okay. And again, we're playing fantasy, but
ito ngayon yung after the fact na ginawa ng mga supporter ng mga pure kakampinks. Yung pure, ang sinasabi kong pure, talagang diehard Lenny to. Alam mo, ginawa nila ngayon? They're posting, too late the hero, of course, dahil linabas nila yung galit nila. They're posting right now na, doktor ako, dati matulungin ako, pero ngayon, di muna ako tutulong pag nalaman kong BBM ka. Umabot na sa point ngayon.
Yeah, yeah.
May mga ganun. May mga, ngayon, mag-ano ako, mag-engineer ako, o kaya, ganun, putya lahat, sinasabi nila ngayon, parang lumabas na din yung masamang tao sila na parang, kasi ka nagalit
good.
Nila eh, di ba?
No, I'm okay with that. I'm okay.
Parang ganun ang ka-level to nito eh, na sana gumawa well, naman sa makilin.
What Mo said, like, don't pay your taxes because these guys are just gonna pocket it. Like, you know, like, obviously, it's automatically deducted from your paycheck, but like, where you can, nanakawin lang nila.
Yeah, I am, again, you know, in the U.S., Alex, and I talked about this, Kay, we'll get back to you in a sec. Remember when we were having the Black Lives Matter stuff going on and we were seeing people who were hurt burn buildings. They're burning buildings, right? Mm-hmm. Because they were so upset at being oppressed. And 99% of the people will tell you, you don't burn your own city down. Don't burn it down because you're just hurting your country. Mm-hmm, you're hurting your city. You're hurting your cause. And I am so for that level of rebellion. Because, I mean, when you understand what's at stake, whether we again, like I said earlier, frame it as tanking or an asteroid coming or however you want to do it, as ruthless as it sounds, and it doesn't make me any different anymore from that side when you have that kind of angry mindset. But I think we are at a point wherein that's what we need, a divide, a clear divide. You're there or you're here. And this place is going to go down. And it's going to go down in flames. And then we're going to have to rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable, but I think it's necessary that if you're going to sit there and you're going to like, I'm not going to donate to charity anymore the next time a big bagyo comes. I'm not going to give my time because I need the government to fail. I'm okay with that. Now, I'm not going out there. I'm not telling you to go out there and punch somebody in the face because he has a BBM shirt on.
Yeah,
no.
I'm not saying that.
What I'm saying is when the next calamity comes, because it comes every year, June, July, August, specifically August, is major bug use, type of the time of the month, October sometimes.
Make the government try to fix
Let's see what you are going to do, government. I'm out. I'm just going to watch. This is your job. It's not my job to fucking help. It's your job. Let's see you do it. And if that means there's going to be some losses, well, that was their role. Their role is supposed to have, you're supposed to do this. I'm going to sit here. I'm going to watch. My fucking charity days are over. Your turn. It's your job to do it. I'm okay with that mindset. Sorry, Kay. Anyway, go ahead. So, Kay, we did so much of the talking. You asked the question. How do you feel about all of this?
Same lang na parang okay lang kung bumili na lang siya. Kaso siguro yung farm troll, siguro ano na lang. Kasi ang laki ng budget doon. Narinig ko sa radio show mo.
Yeah,
200.
Yeah.
2 million ba?
Yeah, 2.5. The guy, yeah, it kind of went pretty.
Yeah, that was just one guy. Yeah,
yeah. Pretty went viral. But yeah, there's way more money than 2.5 in this. But yes, go ahead.
So, tayo, kapag ka nag-farm troll tayo, ano na lang, libre na lang. Anyway, sana next election, kumbaga ngayon pa lang, mag-mind condition na rin tayo, gaya ng mga ginagawa nila. Ayun, gusto ko lang din sanang i-address yung sinasabi kasi nilang mayabang daw yung mga Lenny o kaya ano, bakit daw sila sinasabihan ng bobo. Kasi sa mga listeners na BBM, kasi ganito yan guys. Una sa lahat, kapag tinatanong kayo bakit si BBM, ang tatanga ng mga sagot, sorry, ang gara niyong sumagot, like palaging pa ba lang, walang kasense-sense. Tapos pag nag-scroll ka sa Facebook, yung mga comments nyo, puro fake news. Tapos sasabihin nyo, baka kayo rin yung gumagawa ng para tawagin kayong bobo eh. Like, tapos kahit anong gawin namin, kahit anong gawin ng mga kakampings, hindi kayo nakikinig. Tapos maggalit kayo pag sinabihan kayong bobo. Eh yung idol nyo nga, yung idol nyo nga hindi umaten ng debate. Parang,
or school.
Wala lang. School, kasi yeah. Ang...
fake diploma.
Diba?
Sa Harvard by hindi. Whatever, like...
oh tapos, lagi silang copy-paste lang. Limbawa, no, may lawyer na nagtanggol kay BBM. Kakopy na nila yun. Wala silang... kahit di nila na-gets. Limbawa, yung lawyer na yun, nag-presenta ng mga ginawa ni BBM. Hindi nila i-check yun kung tama ba or hindi. Kaya huwag na kayong magtaka kung sinasabing... Diba? Kung sinasabing bobo kayo, ganyan. Sorry, pero siguro hindi bobo, kundi bulag-bulagan.
No, wala eh, talagang... there's an element of bobo in it as well. Okay, no, thanks. Okay, again, I want to thank you for the question. Yeah. It was an interesting kind of, fantasy to throw out there. Would you have been okay with Lenny vote buying? I would have been okay. I would have encouraged it. I wish we did it. And again, I'm not a campaign by any means, nor am I a quote unquote yellow. It is really all about making sure bad Filipinos don't run our country.
Yeah.
And that's really what it all boils down to for me. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Kay. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Dapat na lang. Hindi wala. But not a good timing for jokes.
No.
Kung si Pia Words back kaya, tsaka si BBM. Ang magkalaban. Sino kaya mananalo? Ayun na naman si Pia.
Matatalo si Pia pero doon ako para i-hug siya. And say, how are you, Pia?
Hey, Pia.
How are you, Pia Chops?
Hey, Pia. Oh, my good life.
I know.
I am, I'm trying to remember. What was that movie? For all of you guys who listen to the show, I remember that, what was the movie that I said about civil unrest here in the U.S.? And there was a clip from a movie that, man, it was so powerful. It was a little kid who was, African-American kid who was in a debate, and he had to debate on why violence is an answer and that civil unrest is actually a viable option. And it made sense. Mm-hmm. And again, I don't want to go out there and tell people to be violent or to fucking light buildings on fire and stuff. But I understand. I understand the amount of frustration and why it kind of then gets to that level. I think the movie was The Great Debaters, I believe it was the name of the movie. If I can just find it real quick here while you guys...
Yeah, and during that time, when that was happening here in the U.S., what, a year or 2 years ago, I remember having a conversation. Parang may nagtatanong sa atin, babe, na... bakit nila ginagawa yun? Dapat hindi nila gawin. Ako, dapat respetuhin nila yung, for example, yung monument na ganyan dahil sa country yan. Ganyan. And I remember Mo explaining, like, no, like, because they're out of options. Because they've tried everything. And hindi sila tinatrato na tama. Hindi, like, they still die. Like, for whatever they're fighting for, that's the last resort. That's how, like, hey, I'm trying to you to get to listen to me to make things right, to make it better, but you're not doing it. And this is the only way. So that's, to me, like, ako parang I'm willing to sacrifice a monument or something for that. Like, kung talagang ganun, kasi naiintindihan ko yung pinaglalaban nila. So hindi ako galit na ginawa yun na ginawa nila yun. Dapat, hindi sila nag-result to civil unrest or violence or whatnot. Well,
and I'm not talking about civil unrest here, right? It really is about just kind of not being there for your country anymore, and almost wanting it to fail.
Want a restart? Yeah.
Wanting the government to fail. I am wanting this government to fail, and I want it to fail badly. And that also means that there's a price to pay for that. And unfortunately, it'll be.
Kaya nung pumasok sa alam mo yung Reddit natin, okay lang naman ako dyan sa mga sa topic natin na yung medyo tayo may mga problema sila sa mga suggestion natin, sa advice natin. Pero yung pinasok pa ng politics, doon ako na off pag ganun.
I think I got the clip here. So hold on, let me see if I can play it here.
And who are we? we to just lie there and do nothing. No matter what he did, the mob was the criminal. But the law did nothing. Just left us wondering why. My opponent says, nothing that erodes the rule of law can be moral. But there is no rule of law in the Jim Crow South. Not when Negroes are denied housing, turned away from schools, hospitals, and not when we are lynched.
It's a great scene. Please watch it.
St. Augustine said, an unjust law is no law at all. Which means I have a right, even a duty, to resist. With violence or civil disobedience. You should pray I choose the latter.
So basically the line is, you know, you have a duty for civil unrest or violence, even, you know, somewhat to just protect the integrity of
the law or the lack thereof, yeah.
Right. And just pray that we don't choose violence. Again, not using this venue to tell go out there, but what I'm saying is when it comes time to help your own, when we're going to need it because we are, I can understand not doing anything and just leaving it up to them and see if they burn this place down.
Dito red tagging yan.
As bold as that is.
Mare-red. Ito yung sa Reddit to. Isang malaking pako kay Alex and Mo, panalo si BBM. Okay sana show pero toxic pag politics na. Lagi yung okay sana yung show pero toxic. Doon ako bad tripping. Okay sana. Hindi ka ano ng show. Hindi ka ano ng show. Parang ano yan eh. Ay, unfollow na ako sa'yo, Alex. Man, unfollow. You can do that without announcing. Diba? Ano yan eh. Utak ano yan eh. Parang ano yan. May ano yan eh. May, parang may black.
Well, yeah. I mean, this show is about life. Okay? It really is. It just so happens that we
are in election
mode. We deal with a lot of sex life. We deal a lot of love life. But we deal with a lot of career stuff. In fact, I probably got 10 questions this week alone of what do I do with my life now that BBM is president? And it was just the same career. Should I leave? What kind of job can I get? And I can't answer those questions for you because I don't know what you're good at. I don't know what you want and all that. That's why I'm sorry if I didn't get you guys on the show. But this show is about life in all of its aspects. And an election, especially one where a president sits as long as they do for our country, 6 years, a long fucking time.
And the risk of another 6 years after
right?
that.
Yeah. We're going to talk about it. And if you don't like it, it's okay because guess what? While this is our platform, it's a really powerful and popular platform. If you don't want to listen to us, if two of your friends don't want to listen to us because they called and they were scared to be mocked about BBM being BBM supporters, that's just three people I lose. That's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's fucking nothing.
Diba? Nagsumbong pa yun. Nilaglag pa yung dalawang kaibigan.
My two friends, though.
Sinampan
then don't listen. It's okay.
Oh, yung dalawang kaibigan ko, putang ina nyo, ayaw nyo makinig sa inyo dahil natakot dahil BBM, sinabi na lang Lenny. Fuck you. Tapos sabi ng dalawang kaibigan, gago Lenny talaga kami. Fuck you.
It's like, dude, I mean, come on, man. Like, here's the problem sometimes with people. It's, you think that you're important to us. Now, collectively, you are. Collectively. But if one of you decides not to listen to the show anymore because you were offended, fuck off. I don't care.
Tapos mo, pag nag-usap tayo ng walang topic, sabi natin, ano ba naman yung show nyo? Disconnected kayo. Man, talk about important stuff that matters. Puta, dami pito. Alam mo, pag-usapan namin.
That's why. One, two, three, four people get offended. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
400 of you get offended. Now you have my ear. 4,000 of you? Okay, fine. Maybe I'll change something. But three? Get the fuck out of here. Again, that's like some of these fucking... Sorry, Chopper. Commoners. Some of these fucking commoners sometimes. fucking, I'm gonna block you now because you're saying this shit about BBM. Get the fuck, I got fucking millions of you guys. Get the fuck out of my face.
Oh my gosh.
Tapos sabi, may nakapansin pa sa FB page ko. Ah, Alex, nabawasan ng 3,000. Ano, gago ka. 833,000 ka na lang. Dati, 837. Ano ka ngayon? Ano ka ngayon? Sabi ko kasi ako nag-block nun. Nag-block ako. Sabi ko, kombinasyon ng block yun, hindi unfollow.
Yeah.
Sabi ko, 3,000. Tapos, pagtingin ko sa IG, which is, I love IG better, natagdagan ako ng 5,000. So, ibig sabihin, I have the pain. I have the pain.
Yeah,
it's, about, oh, man.
I'm just more about like, please stop. Like, your one opinion means nothing. It really doesn't. Two, three opinions really mean nothing. Like, ours don't mean anything to you. Yours doesn't mean anything to us.
Yeah.
And it really, and I'm not saying I'm better because I have a show and you're not because you have 5 followers and an egg as your profile photo or whatever. I'm not saying that. I'm saying is don't think you're more important than you are to us. You're not. And neither am I to you. But I'm not tweeting you saying that I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not messaging you saying, I'm not going to follow you anymore. Like, you're going to get hurt by that. Mm. And it goes back to, I think, what Drake did last week that I thought was the fucking best troll thing. Now, none of us are Drake. None of us are at that level. So, hindi natin pwedeng gawin. I would love to steal his idea. But
what did he do?
He did the best fucking thing I've ever seen anybody do to a troll in my life. And if you guys know the story from last week, it was amazing. So, Ja Morant dropped, I don't know, like 48 or some shit on the Warriors. And Drake's a very popular basketball fan, but he's also the biggest fucking musician in the world. So he's got, he's got tons of followers and all of that. So he posted some reference about Ja Morant, and somebody left a comment saying something about his son or whatever regarding basketball. So what Drake did was so fucking brilliant. You know what he did? He messaged the guy back and he says, "I'm following your wife right now." Followed the wife and then DM'd her. This is Drake DMing the wife and says, I'm here for you, ma. Siempre, like, the wife lost her fucking mind because you go to your notifications, putangina, Drake just followed you. That was DM ka pa as a troll move to the guy that left the fucking comment. Like,
that's amazing.
I wish I had that power. Like, yeah. Man, that's so big dick. Like, again,
that's big dick Drake.
You know what? I'm not even gonna respond to you. Follow ko lang yung wife mo.
Di ba same layer ng ano? Kaya natuwa ako dun kay Chris Rock sa tambourine. Sa tambourine, di ba? Nagkwento. Kaya naawa ako kay Chris Rock. Before the slap, ha? Naawa kay Chris Rock kasi nag-divorce siya. Kinento niya dun sa set niya. Sa tambourine. Sa Netflix, panoorin niya. Sinabi niya na dinag-iwalay sila ng wife niya, di ba? Tapos meron silang custody ng anak. So ang ginagawa niya raw, para makaganti sa asawa niya, pag nandun sa kanya yung anak niya, po siya ang gumagawa ng assignment si Drake, si Rihanna, para pag-uwi sa bahay
ng
asawa.
Para so cool, bahay. Yeah.
So, what did you do sa bahay niyang tatay mo? Oh my God, Mom! Drake did my assignment!
I met Rihanna!
Rihanna made me some cookies! Now, top that!
Yeah, I wish I had that kind of level of influence. Because, man, I would use it on these BBM motherfuckers all day long. But yeah. Anyway, I thought that was an excellent move.
Nakukwento ko naman dito mga 2 years. Alam mo ginawa ko power move ko. Yung pagkasama ko yung anak ko, binibila ko ng Lego na 12,000. Yung 14,000. Para iparamdam na may pera na ako. Tapos may ganun. Yun yung mga ganun power move. Pero kay Drake, iba yun, putya.
Tangina. Follow lang. It cost him nothing, no effort. He just followed DM. Yeah. That's it. Of course, screenshot, put it on IG stories. Drake just followed me. It had the perfect effect.
Sana binidyo niya yung husband.
Yeah, it had the perfect effect.
Brilliant.
Anyway. I want to thank you guys for hanging out with us here today. We appreciate it. Don't forget, Alex, May 27. That's coming up here in, what is it now? Two weeks,
yeah.
Mabilis na kwento mo. Di ba, marami na nanakot. Tayo na, Yarika, maapekto yung COVID mo. Thank you very much sa nagbigay sa akin ng
ng sponsorship because I was supporting Lenny. And that talawang big companies yun was buying tickets in bulk because ano. So, etong pananakot nyo, wala pa ako nakikita epekto. Pero yung, yung suporta nung pag ano ko. Hindi! Yung pananakot na, mawabuwas ako ng mga followers, hindi siya nakakapipo sa career. Maraming mga ano ang sumusuporta because of pagtama yung stand mo. Salamat sa dalawang, that CDO, Food Spear Inc., yung talagang sumusuporta and isa pang kumpanya. Maraming salamat!
You know, May 27! Yeah, sorry, before we, we'll replug the May 27, but I think that's a really great way to to kind of move forward here. Enumerate all of the businesses that were for BBM and completely boycott them. I know it goes back to the you're just one, you're just two, who the fuck are you mentality that I just gave, but you know what? I said I would listen when it's in the hundreds. I will do something about it when it's in the thousands.
Yeah.
If you can enumerate some of these businesses, and we saw the billionaires, we saw them in the videos, the billionaires that were hanging out with Bongbong Marcos, you know, in his victory party that night. If you can pinpoint who these fuckers are, I know some of them are Chopper's friends. If you can pinpoint some of these people who they are, stop supporting their businesses. This is where cancel culture really will kind of do well for you.
This is where it's relevant.
Yeah, and then start supporting the businesses that you knew were for anti-tyranny.
Yeah. And okay? You know, like one thing, like one of my friends, what they're doing, they have like a group called Bakers for Lenny. Na during those rallies, actually, lahat sila, ang dami nilang mga bakers, like free food, free, you know, try to look them up on Facebook. Try to support those businesses that were, you know, that we know also were supporting Lenny. Para i-lift up natin sila, tapos i-boycott natin yung mga kaibigan ko daw.
Maraming salamat. May 27, www.tickettome.net.
Katulad niyan. Yan, ni Alex.
Saka magkapang kayo, gusto niyong manalo ng paraffle. Nagpa-paraffle ako. Baka mamayang gabi, magpa-raffle ako, mamimigay akong TV. Kasi I have to share. Gusto ko mag-share asking items from my endorsers, my sponsors, and then giving it away to the, you know, to the yeah. To the people that I love.
Mga naman mga panya, Alex.
Yes, sharing the ano, bumili kayo. Mamaya magpaparapol ako, TV, washing machine, coffee maker, and oven toaster. Ah, makinig lang kayo mamaya, FB live ko. And of course, please support www.tickettome.net. May nanalo na May 27 and donate.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, and you know, we're still having the GCash. We'll get that kind of bit more marketing on that. But you know, we'll kind of want to wait after the election here. But if you want to support the podcast, please do. Especially if you are US based, you can go to anchor.fm/DJ Mo Twister. You can donate as little as 99 cents. In fact, when we get the GCash thing up and running, I mean, if you can do one peso per episode. Like, that's what I want my march. One peso lang per episode. That goes a long way in making this a career.
Yeah. On Discord, Nico says, like, they have the barcode for the G barcode. That's not barcode. What is it called? Whatever. The code.
QR code.
QR code.
QR code. Kasi na-distract na naman si Chopper mo sa tanong ni Mix. Ni Mix Chopper, what happened to your hand?
See? Wow. It's so easy. It's so easy.
Iba na laban to. Ibang lalaki to.
Hindi. Natatawa ko kasi si Ayel may sumagot for me. Doon ako natatawa.
Hand job injury daw. Hand job injury. Oh, sabihin mo, you wish.
Yeah. I wish. Yeah. Sabihin mo, I wish.
But yeah, no, once we get that GCash up, like if we can get some kind of marketing, peso per episode, I would be so happy because... I mean, it's gonna sound really yabang, but if I got 1 peso from every single person who downloaded the show every episode, I would be a fairly comfortably living person. You know, so yeah, that would be awesome.
Kung talagang totoo raw yung BBM na 31 million, mag-donate kayo ng piso. Yeah. Sa GCash. Yes. Piso lang.
Yes. Para sa BBM, your point. Lahat na
bumoto kay Lenny. Bumoto kay Lenny, 50 cents. Bumoto kay BBM, 1 peso. Tingnan natin kung sino mas marami. And namo, meron tayong
challenge natin yan. Yung mga BBM. Oh. So the GCash number is 0977-712-0491. There is the QR code na naka-share sa Discord. So
lalabas
go to the Discord.
Lalabas
ang pangalan ni Angelica.
Malamang i-text nyo, hi Chopper, I donated 1 peso.
Yeah,
so how's your hand?
Yeah, for your hand.
Hey Chops, how are you doing?
For your surgery.
So sabihin ni, may mag-donate dyan. Mo, sasabihin, Chopper, 50,000 I donated. You know, if you have a bet.
Oh my gosh, like increase. Look at that.
Oh, see?
Anyway. Yan.
Or BBM, 1 peso. Or Lenny,
50 cents. So, sa mga BBM supporters, mag-donate kayo ng piso per episode. Kasi,
ginawa ko yung kagabi mo, nag-roulette ako. Yung roulette na, tapos ano, na yung Cisco, si Manny, si Lenny, si BBM, tapos si ano, si, ang nana, 3-1, Lenny, tatlong beses, papat. Nice. Wow. Tapos isa lang kay BBM, tapos isang, Lord oh my spoken. God, talagang nanalo si Lenny.
May naman pala.
We'll see you guys. We'll see you guys again next week
for
more podcasts. I think we have a BSC tonight as well, so don't worry about it. We'll see you then. All right, everybody. Thanks for hanging out.
Sino ma mesa BSC?
You want to go?
Wag sarap ni Chopper. Wag kay Chops. Wag sarap ni Chops.
Babe, ako na lang.
It's Sam, but we were trying to get a second co-host.
Oh, that would be me.
Well, no, I mean, everybody seemed to like Gucci when he was on Lay of the Week. However,
shooting in Subic.
Yeah, he's got. How do you know that?
I don't know the message that you
want. I don't know. So,
Alex, if you want to join tonight, you can do that.
Yes, yes, yes. I'll try. Because
you're just going to.
Chopper, you have carpal tunnel.
Yeah.
This has nothing to do with, I know. I haven't been with Sam in a while.
Chopper, di tayo pwede magsama.
Hindi ikaw, kami ni Sam.
kami muna.
Yeah.
Easy kay.
We'll share. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook.